school football on KGYN. Let's head to the stadium and join former coach John Hegarty with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM's Scott Unash.
On a crisp and very nice October evening, we welcome you to Kingston Stadium in high school football here on KGYM, Jim OT, 107.5 FM. As tonight, Mississippi Valley Conference football front and center, as it is the Kennedy Cougars welcoming in the Wahawks of Waterloo West. Scott Unash and Coach John Hegarty with you from the Bob Brooks Press Box as we are set to go here for this Friday night Week 6 encounter, a very important one here for both of these teams as far as the seeding is concerned. As Kennedy comes in with a record of 1-2 on the season, the Wahawks of Waterloo West come in over 500. They are at 3-2 entering play here tonight. And with one more game remaining in the regular season, John, we talked about it last night. Kennedy wants to get to that 500 mark and over, and they've got a tough one next week on the road at Iowa City West. And meanwhile, same thing with Waterloo West, and they've got a toughie at home next week. They take on top 10 rated Dubuque Hempstead. A lot of things on the line as far as this game is concerned.
You're right, and it all comes down to where are they going to seed you depending on what you do tonight. You're right about next week. Both teams have challenging final regular season games, and they're winnable, of course, but they're going to be very, very challenging. A win tonight, especially for Kennedy, is ultra important to their chances of getting a decent second round matchup.
And that's what it's all about, your pod at this point. Yes, you want to win a division championship, if you will, but both these teams probably, since they are a little bit out of that as far as the division is concerned, they're looking ahead to the postseason.
Well, that is on the line tonight, there's no doubt, but equally as big is, do you want to play in that first round of the playoffs or not? I mean, because there's a little bit of consideration in that, too. I think if you win tonight, you're probably going to take your team out of that, especially if you're Kennedy. You need to get this win tonight.
The Kennedy Cougars, 1-2, they had a two-week COVID layoff, and Kennedy got back in action last week up at Dalzell Field against a very talented Dubuque Hempstead team. Took the Cougars a little while to shake off the rust, as you might well have imagined. Second half was better than the first half, and I imagine this is almost like a game two for Kennedy, kind of starting over, if you will.
Well, there are some benefits to being able to heal up, get everybody back on the same page, at least physically speaking, but you're right in terms of the rust analogy, because football is a sport. I don't care at what level you participate in football, but you've got to oil the machine and have all the parts working on a daily basis. It's not just something you can come out, start, stop for a week, stop for 2 weeks, come back and expect to be running at 100% efficiency. So Kennedy's done a wonderful job. I think maybe more so between the ears, Scott, than in terms of the conditioning.
We've got a two diverse teams going at it tonight. Waterloo West at 3-2, 337 yards of offensive game, but 211 through the air. They've got one of the best passing attacks in the state of Iowa, led by senior quarterback Carter Schulte. And, of course, as far as the Kennedy Cougars are concerned, 363 yards a game, but they get 283 in the ground, led by the number 7 rusher in the state at quarterback in Max White. Two teams that move the ball well, but they do it very, very differently.
Well, you know how I feel about Max White. I call him the magician. He has the ability to make any play in which he touches the ball go the distance of the field. If I were the defensive coordinator facing a Max White offense, it would scare me every time the ball is snapped to him. And I mean that in all sincerity. He's that explosive and dangerous. The problem is, however, that so far, heretofore in this season, they've been a little one-dimensional that way, and he's got to find a way to get the ball to some other people. They've got to diversify their offense tonight, Scott. It's that simple for Pierre Kennedy.
Cougars also, they know it. They need to get better on defense. 361 yards a game that Kennedy is giving up right now, and that includes 194 through the air. Kennedy's defensive secondary has got to be Johnny on the spot tonight, and they got to get some pressure on Carter Schulte.
Well, they really do. And when you talk about the Waterloo West quarterback, Carter Schulte, I just decided before we came out tonight to look him up on QuickStat, and boy, am I glad I did. Carter Schulte in 4A, folks, he is in the top five of six offensive categories in the state. Touchdowns, passing yards, all-purpose yards, offensive total yards. He's number one in pass attempts with 125 on the season. And then he's number three in yards per completion. He's throwing at a clip of 17.4 yards every time he completes a pass. That alone should scare Brian White and the secondary, and I bet they've been working on trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Mr. Tay Norman, who is also in Quick Stats leading in the top five in two categories. He's a tremendous big breakaway threat.
26 receptions and 442 yards, three touchdowns so far this year for the senior Tay Norman. And then you got Mr. Ewell as well.
Yes.
No pun intended. Big number 40 who put on a show against Jefferson, 6'1", 230 pounds, tight end, and he'll do a little bit of everything for this Waterloo West team.
He really does. He never comes off the field. Nate Ewell is E-good and E-explosive. He has the ability to change a game in one play, and I'm talking about on either side of the ball or even special teams. And then don't forget their nice little shifty running back, Michael Robinson Jr. He went off for over 100 yards the last time we saw him, too, rushing.
Yes, and Waterloo West, a very, very potent offensive club as they come into Kingston Stadium here tonight. Kennedy's doing a lot tonight. They got a little homecoming thing going. The band is here for the first time this year.
That's so cool.
For the Kennedy Cougars, and they also had some senior night activities here. They had the football senior night a little bit earlier this year, but they did have senior night for Spirit Squad and others here this evening. So a little bit more of a football-type setting, if you will, here this evening. And what a night we have for football once again here tonight. The wind is pretty much negligent here tonight, negligible, if you will. And our game time temperature is going to be 53 degrees under partly cloudy skies. You can't draw up football weather in early October any better.
It's perfect football weather, and the fact that that flag is laying limp is going to really play, I think, into Waterloo West passing plans.
Yes, and the captains, one for each squad, meeting at the 50-yard line. Kennedy will trot out Max White and Michael Robinson Jr. will be out there for the Wahawks of Waterloo West as they will go through the coin toss right now. I think this is actually the real coin toss. So we'll let you know exactly what is happening here as we get closer and closer to the kickoff here between the Wahawks and the Cougars. Waterloo West has won the toss. They are going to defer their choice to the second half, and Kennedy will get the ball to start our ball game here this evening. As Kennedy going to go a little different look tonight. I don't think I've ever seen the uniform combination that Kennedy brought out tonight. They're going to go with their usual green jerseys with the big gold numbers and the green helmets, but brought out white pants at home tonight. They brought out the white pants on the road quite a bit, but I cannot recall the white pants with the green jerseys.
Yeah,
over there.
And it's all white. There's no striping or adornment of any kind on those white pants.
Yeah, so a little different look tonight for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have all the scores coming up on the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. Jeff Downing and the cast of thousands will have that for you coming up a little bit later on this evening after our ball games. Of course, we're on 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM tonight down at Spartan Stadium in Solon as the big Highway 1 rivalry goes on as Mount Vernon and Solon will be getting together this evening in a top 10 battle in Class 2A football. We'll keep you updated on all kinds of scores throughout the night, including what may be the game of the night over at T.T. Craney Stadium in Grinnell. Grinnell and Xavier. going at it. The immovable force versus the irresistible, irresistible force, immovable object type atmosphere?
Grinnell being the irresistible force. They've got an offense that has been a juggernaut to this point, but not quite so fast.
Jim O'Connell's going to have
O'Connell will have a few aces up his sleeve is my prediction.
Yeah, and we'll see how that will all play out. Some very interesting games tonight as far as the MVC is concerned to let you know about. You've got Cedar Rapids Prairie down in North Liberty to take on the Liberty Lightning tonight. Jefferson up at Dalzell to take on Dubuque Hempstead. City High back in action as they will take on the Linmar Lions coming up tonight. And right now we are going to honor America, join the John F. Kennedy Marching Band with our national anthem.
Leslie Clears and Jared Wacker.
Performed by the Kennedy Marching Band here tonight at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for Kennedy and Waterloo West here this evening as the Week 6 high school football gets rolling here from Kingston Stadium. Some of the things you're looking at, we talked about Waterloo West passing versus the Kennedy rushing. I think time of possession is going to be a huge, huge stat in this game tonight.
Well, I think this game, Scott, has the potential to be a real offensive shootout. Kennedy has got to diversify their offense. If they do get the ball into hands of some other people besides Max White, that'll open up the big plays for him. Waterloo West, I think they've got to find a way to take Max White out of the game and force Kennedy's hand to go to some of these other people. But I think the biggest thing tonight, when you look at Waterloo West, what have we learned about them so far in this shortened, abbreviated regular season? They don't play in the first quarter very well.
Nope.
It takes them a while to get warmed up. They went down to Anamosa 14-0 before coming storming back and eventually finishing off the Raiders 37-14. Then the next week they went down 14-0 to Jefferson before storming back and winning 45-14. But in both cases, they went behind by two scores at the end of the first quarter. I think Lonnie Moore is probably blue in the face from talking to his guys about coming out and playing for 48 minutes. But if they're going to defeat this Kennedy team tonight, they got to play 48 minutes, Scott.
Yeah, they do. You can't take a quarter off, certainly. And as far as the Kennedy Cougars are concerned, we talked about the fact that this is almost going to be like a week two scenario once again after having the 2 weeks off as far as the COVID is concerned and getting back on the field last week. It was a tough opener. You take a look at Kennedy. Prairie, Wash, and Dubuque Hempstead. That's a pretty salty schedule in the first three games for Kennedy. And then you got Waterloo West, and then you got Iowa City West next week. This is going to be a battle-tested unit going into the postseason.
And I promise you that Brian White, the head coach of Kennedy, and his staff have driven home the point that a win tonight is crucial when it comes to the seeding that's going to happen here in a couple of weeks for that first pod, or the first 2 weeks of the playoffs, in other words. And if you haven't caught gotten up yet with how that's all going to work. We maybe get into it a little bit more at halftime, so hang on. But, yeah, we're getting very close to kickoff here. I'd say those are my keys to the game. I think it's going to be important for Kennedy maybe to come out and get ahead. We know that Waterloo West can come from behind. They've done it. They believe that they can come from behind. I don't think Kennedy maybe is quite as good at coming from behind because they haven't proven quite as explosive as some teams in the past that they've had. So getting off to a lead, I think, for Kennedy. If Kennedy could get a couple of scores on the board before West wakes up, I think that would go a long way to a Cougar win tonight.
Waterloo West coming out of the Southeast Tunnel in their white jerseys with the Old Rose numerals and the Old Rose pants with the Old Rose helmets. And we mentioned Kennedy in the white pants tonight with their green jerseys and the gold numbers as we get closer and closer. A few scores to throw your way here early on. Of course, last night we had Cedar Falls beating Wash 41-16. Iowa City West went on the road after the long hiatus and won over a good Dubuque senior team.
No rust to Trojans.
Well, as long as you got Marcus Morgan doing what he did last night, five touchdowns, one on defense.
That's right, on both sides.
Last night, did very, very well. The long season for the Clinton River Kings continues. Assumption 63-6 last night. Those were the three games, and also Sioux City North beat Sioux City West last night. Early on, Regina already with a 14-0 lead on Columbus. Also, it's West Branch and Durant at 7-7 right now. That is in the first quarter. How about this? How about this? Two undefeateds going at it first quarter, an eight-man. Easton Valley leading Don Bosco 21-14.
Hello.
There'll be more points.
Yeah.
Stand by.
I've told you before, I don't know, if we ever do an eight-man game, I can't count over 50, Scott. So.
Well, we both got lost in the Mount Vernon 2-way championship game a few years back against Spirit Lake.
Yeah, so, Spirit Lake. That was crazy.
That was one of the craziest days we have ever
But
had.
That's like eight-man, I think. You're right.
Yeah. Kennedy about to come out of the north end zone here and make their way out onto the field here at Kingston Stadium as we're getting very close to game time here this evening as week six of the football season about to get underway. And here come the Cougars as they make their way out. Kennedy up front on offense. Jamison Bean, 295 at left tackle, a senior. Cam Kelso at left guard, 275 and a senior. Giuseppe Gianforte is the center, 215 and a senior. Right guard, Gavin Bascom at 240 and a senior. And the future Iowa Hawkeye, Connor Colby at right tackle, 6'6", 315 and a senior. Drake Kinney is the tight end at 6'6", 220 and a senior. The wide out starting off will be Hayden Klett, 5'9", 170 and a junior. And Jalen Cotton, 5'10", 175 and a senior. Starting quarterback is Max White, 5'11", 190 and a senior. DeMarcus Ray at tailback, 6'3", 210 and a senior. We'll see Jason Williams as well, the sophomore, and then Colin Flanagan is the fullback, the junior, at 180 pounds. So that is your starting offensive lineup here tonight for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, we mentioned Carter Schulte, the quarterback for Waterloo West. Michael Robinson, Jr., the leading rusher coming in with 281 yards. They also have Jay Shaw back there as well. And they've got the all-purpose Swiss Army knife in Nate Ewell. 11 receptions, 233 yards, two touchdowns, 21.2 a reception for that hulking man tight end.
I promise you that Brian White, who's also the defensive coordinator for Kennedy, has got his team repped up on that little tight end seam pass that he likes to run because he has tortured the opposition with that this season.
Indeed. Kennedy will get the ball first. They will send Jalen Cotton and Max White back to get the kickoff. Jackson Hoppus, 5'10", 160-pound junior. And he will get ready to kick it off from right to left here as we welcome you to week six of the high school football season tonight here on KGYM on the Jim O.T. White and Cotton. Twins at about the 5-yard line as we are set to go from the old gray lady, Kingston Stadium. White at the 7-yard line with a blocker in front, angling to the left to the 15-yard line, to the 20 and to the 21. He's brought down right there. And the Kennedy Cougars will go on offense. First and 10 at the 21-yard line.
Tackled by number 7.
And Jeremiah Fain. We'll hear his name an awful lot tonight on the tackle. Ewell in there and a linebacker right now starting things off along with Robinson for Waterloo West. One thing that is maybe in Kennedy's advantage, John, the Cougars will not play as many gentlemen both ways, offense and defense, as Waterloo West will. First and 10, 21-yard line. Ball right in the middle of the field. White on play action. Rolls, throws in the flat. Flanagan the fullback with a catch, and he got popped by Ewell, who makes his presence known early. And they're going to mark him where? At the 31-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down.
Yeah, that's, if it's not, it's close as you can get. Yeah, it's going to be second in inches.
Yep, they will, well.
I like that play call, though, by Kyle Knott coming out in play action, getting the ball out in the flat to some people, letting them get some one-on-one matchups.
Second down and about an index card for the Cougars. One set back, White on the direct snap, up the middle, first down, 35 to the 40-yard line, and White to the 41. He'll have about 10, and that will move the chains for the Kennedy first down.
Boy, nothing fancy there. Just snap the ball back to the quarterback, let him run to wherever he sees an opening, and the off the right side of the offensive line, Colby, Bascom, Gianforte, they just bulldozed Waterloo West defensive line backwards on that.
Offset eye to the left side in the pistol for Max White at first and 10. Kennedy at the 41 on the opening drive. Hands it off. Here comes Ray off tackle left and ahead for about 3. Ewell there on the stop. Also, Devontae Betancourt in there for Waterloo West. Ray's first carry of the night. 194 yards on the year with 2 touchdowns. Jason Williams also expected to get a few carries tonight. One set back, one back in the backfield on second down and 7. Receiver left, receiver right. Here is the inside handoff. Flanagan, and he's stood up. There's Ewell again.
Man.
And you are not going to get away from big number 40.
Well, here's the thing that I remember from that game a couple of weeks ago that we called with Waterloo West, is that this defense of theirs, they're scrappy tough. They love to come up and get contact. You know, if we had real grass here, these guys would already have their jerseys dirty.
Third down and a long 6 for Kennedy from just shy of the 45-yard line. Trip receivers to the right side, one receiver to the left. Long count, White shotgun snap, has all day, looking, now is going to scramble, he's going to run, 45, cuts it back, midfield, dives ahead, and that second effort got him the first down at the Wahawk 48-yard line.
Vintage Max White, everything collapses around him, you think that he is, his goose is cooked, and not only does he make yardage, he picks up the first down.
Magician-like?
He is, he's a magician.
Cotton out to the left. And Hayden Klett out to the right side at first down. I formation this time. And then Ray runs into Ewell. Tried to go up the middle, John. He saw big 40 and tried to kick it to the outside. And then the second wave got him, led by Joseph Hartley.
Nate Ewell is living in the backfield of Kennedy right now. They've got to find a way to shut him out of that neutral zone.
Loss of 2, and it will be a second down and 12 for Kennedy on the opening drive of the ballgame. Mitchell Scherer's into the ballgame, split wide to the left, along with Morgan and Cotton, one receiver to the right side. White on the sweep, takes it himself, tries to cut it back up to the 45-yard line and lowers the shoulder and gets to the west 42-yard line for a pickup of 8. Still bring up a third and medium coming up, about a third down and 4.
Hard to tell defensively for West High if they've got a spy who is dedicated to go wherever Max White goes. But one thing that they are doing a great job of already, Scott, is they're not allowing his cutback ability to outflank them.
Third down, four. Kennedy needs just shy of the 38-yard line. They'll run it out of the eye. White under center. Turns, hands it off to DeMarcus Ray. Running behind Colby. First down and more. 35. Swing move at the 30. Slips as he tries to cut back. Gets down to the 25-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 26, and that'll be a pickup of 16. And we've got an injured Wahawk.
Some great blocking there by the right side again of the Cougar line.
And that's Connor Colby.
They just came off low and hard, got under the pads, kept their feet moving, and drove the white shirts downfield.
Tyree Gardner is the injured Waterloo West player, 6 foot, 170-pound junior. And they're looking at his left ankle area right now. Kennedy doing what they probably wanted to do in the locker room, and that is take time off the clock, methodically move it down the field, and that's what the Cougars are doing, and they've held the ball for almost 4 minutes.
Well, when you take a look at the comparative size of the linemen on both sides here, there's an advantage for Kennedy's offensive beef that's up there, and they want to lean on these guys for Waterloo West, because even if they come out hard in this first quarter, which they haven't really done much of it earlier in the season, that can pay some big dividends later down in the game here. Because you get those big loads laying on you and pushing you downfield, I mean, that wears on you come fourth quarter.
Gardner's limping off under his own power, limping on that left leg a little bit.
I think that was a twisting injury to an ankle. It kind of went awkwardly down as his back was turned around sideways, and then he immediately tried to get back up, but that ankle just would not take any weight, and he went right back down.
It'll be a first and 10 for Kennedy from the 26 of Waterloo West. As the Cougars coming back out. Klett and Cotton to the left side. Mitch Shares to the right side. This time, split backs in the backfield, and White will run out of the shotgun. He'll move Ray now to his right hip. On first down, here's the read option. Hand off to Ray, bounces off one tackler and gets to about the 22-yard line for a pickup of four. Brought down by Devontae Betcourt, the senior at 5'7", nope, check that, the senior at 6'3", 205. Kyle Knock doing a nice job of play calling so far, kind of mixing things up here.
We talked about one of the keys to this game being a diversification of their offense and keep that Waterloo West defense guessing when Max White's going to get the ball. So far, they've done that.
Devin Williams into the ball game, split wide to the left side. Spread look here with two tight ends, and White will take it himself to the 20. Cuts it back 15, just throws his body ahead to the 11-yard line. Gain of 11 and a first down for the Cougars.
Up by number 40, Nate Ewell.
Already four carries.
First down,
and 36 yards for Max White. Mentioned came in as the number 7 rusher in the state.
Yep.
In 4A, I should say. I formation under center. Give to the second back through. Ray starts up the middle. Kicks it to the outside. Cuts it up at the 5. Dives for the end zone. Got it. Touchdown, Kennedy. Good cutback run. Third touchdown of the year for the senior DeMarcus Ray.
Again, the right side of that line opened up a nice big seam over there where he could bounce it to the outside, and then it was just a matter of getting across that goal line before a knee touched.
Liam Way to try to tack on the extra point out of the hole to the backup quarterback, Brendan Rader. Here's a snap, place down, kick up, it is good. 7:05 to play, first quarter. It's Kennedy, 7, Waterloo West, nothing. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
I'm shocked it's October already. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. With all the crazy weather this year, I'm afraid I'm not going to hit my goals. So I'm rolling out my most shocking deals yet. During the Shocktober sales event, this means when you trade in your current car, you could save a lot on a nicer, newer car, plus put only $7 down. So dump that pumpkin that's haunting your driveway, trade, and save a lot on the nicer, newer car you deserve. Are past credit problems keeping you up at night? Don't be scared. My For the People credit approval process is a treat. We connect you with the lenders who want to say yes to you. I'm restocked with inventory and I need to hit my goals, so I'll give you a lot off the price of a nicer, newer car, and you only need to put $7 down. It's the Shocktober sales event, but hurry, deals this good scare my accountant, so they won't last long. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and $7 down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Vehicle purchase price determines actual discount. It's 10/31/2020.
Kennedy to kick it off. Liam Way after the Cougar touchdown. Kennedy goes 79 yards in 4 minutes and 55 seconds. And they do it in 10 plays.
Well, that's the way you draw it up as a coach.
Way with the kick. Nice line driver. It's going to go over Robinson's head into the end zone.
5 yards past the end line. That was a nice kick that was not wind-aided.
Yeah, we have hardly any breath of wind in the ball game tonight. So Waterloo West, they've been accustomed to being down before, though.
Yes, they have.
Kick in an end zone. As the Wahawks will come out. First and 10. And one of the best quarterbacks in the state coming out with Carter Schulte. Tay Norman out wide to the right side. In fact, they'll go twins left, twins right. Out of the spread look. Low shotgun snap. Schulte looks left, now throws right. Here is Ewell with the catch. 45 and up to the 49-yard line. On a gain of 29 yards.
I think we just talked about that play, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
That's that seam pass that you just, when you, now think about the logic of this, though, Scott. You got four receivers and you send them all on streaks. With a three deep, who are you going to, the one guy is going to be open every time.
And it's big number 40. First down, all the way to midfield on the gain of 30. Schulte looks to the sideline. To Lonnie Moore, one setback. Kennedy with the four-man front off the fake. Schulte to throw. Now he's going to run. Has plenty of room. 45 angling out of bounds with a first down. On the Waterloo West sideline, he'll take it to the Cougar 38. Second first down in two plays here for the Wahawks.
Schulte is dangerous both with his arm and his feet. If things break down, he knows where to run.
Braden Burton to the left side. One of the twins out there. 7-0 Kennedy, but Waterloo West already on the move here in Cougar territory. Facing a first down. Low snap. Here's Schulte. Flushed from the pocket by Bartles. Rolling to the right. Caught from behind and then taken down and flipped ahead as he gets down, though, to about the 32-yard line. And that'll be six more. Schulte's a pretty darn good athlete.
He's fast and he's tough. And he knows where that first down marker lies.
Garrett Eubanks, Cale Knox, Avi Garrett up front for Kennedy. The linebackers, Cook, Packabear, Bartles, Vander Sanden, and Oakletree. And then Hill, Lovell, and Shares in the defensive backfield for Brian White's defense. Second down and four. Inside handoff to Shaw. 25 cuts it back to the 20. He's gone.
Untouched.
Touchdown for Jay Shaw from 32 yards out and an impressive Waterloo West drive.
Man, that was fast. This is a high-octane, high-powered offense that Lonnie Moore is putting together. And we saw him a couple of weeks ago. We were impressed then, but they didn't play the first quarter in that game. They came out smoking on this first drive.
Extra point away from tying things up. John, you have your shootout underway.
Well, this could be a very high-scoring game, but 48 minutes is a long time, folks, and West plays a lot of guys both ways.
Jackson Hoppus to try to tie it up. with the extra point. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and it is good. And it is 7-7, just like that. Kennedy takes 4:55 to score. Waterloo West, three plays, minute 23 to put it on the scoreboard. 7-7, we'll come back with a kickoff in a minute. This is high school football from KGYM.
You hear it all the time, buy local. But what's in it for you? With IMON Communications, it means you get quicker installation, more personal customer support, and faster response times when you need help. All that and 100 megabit internet service for only $55 per month. At IMON, we aren't just your internet provider, we're your neighbors. Sign up for IMON's high-speed internet service and find out just how great it feels to work with a local company. Go to imon.net/radio today to make the switch to IMON, your local internet provider. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Line drive kick, takes a couple hops, picked off the carpet by White to the 20-yard line, 25, and thrown down by Jeremiah Fain at about the 27-yard line. And Fain on the tackle. First and 10, Kennedy at the 27, 5:36 to play opening quarter, each team scoring on their first drive of the ball game. As we are at 7-7. Brian White, not happy with his defense during that change of possession. Shaking his head as he went to the sideline. Kennedy is brought out. I'll let you know about this here in a moment, John. Here on first down, the handoff to the sophomore Williams. Takes it across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Kennedy's taking a page out of the Prairie football playbook, John. You look to the sideline right below us to the right. We have a television monitor down there tonight for the Cougars.
Yeah, and every one of the starters on defense is over there trying to figure out what just hit them.
Second down and 6 coming up. As Jason Williams, sophomore, 5'11", 180-pounder, gets his first carry. Second down, little more than 5 off the hard count. Here's Williams again on the counter coming left. Running downhill and close to a first down. He'll be about a yard short as he takes it to the 36-yard line. Kennedy so far perfect on third down conversions, and they'll bring in an extra tight end. They'll go Drake Kenny coming in. Four and a half coming up here. Time remaining in the first quarter. Tied at 7. Devin Williams out to the right side, Cotton to the left side. Offset eye to the left of White. He'll get it. He'll come to the left side. He's got a first down. Up the numbers, 40, 45, and ahead to the 46-yard line. And that will move the chains for the Cougar first down.
Pretty tough to stop Max White when he's running into the boundary on a sweep, and he's got a couple of bodies out there clearing interference for him.
Took that for 10 yards, White did. That's his fifth carry of the night. First and 10, Kennedy. Gianforte over the ball at center. One set back, that will be Colin Flanagan, the fullback. Two tights here. This is going to be a fake and a run by White. Runs into one of the linebackers, Joseph Hartley, and brings him down after a gain of a couple. I was going to say that could have been Ewell, but you don't get away from Ewell too often.
Well, he's right in there at that Mike inside linebacker position, so anything that's run between the tackles, you can bet he'll have his nose in there.
Second down and 8 for the Cougars. Ball left hash mark. C.J. Coker in as a wideout. Trips to the right side. Coker to the left side now for Kennedy. Down to 5 in the play clock. White in the pistol. He'll take it himself into West territory. Runs into Ewell and goes backwards. But they'll give him progress to about the 48-yard line for a pickup of fours. As long as Kennedy can stay in front of the chains, if you will, John, the old football adage, they're going to be fine.
And they're doing a decent job of that right now. And there's that first telltale sign of Waterloo West defense. Got some guys with their hands on their hips and bending over a little bit already.
Yep. On a 53-degree night for high school football. Third down, four for Kennedy. Same formation, three to the right, one to the left. Shotgun, White will throw it in the flat, and it's dropped by Shares. Incomplete. They're going to say it's a forward pass, not a lateral. And it will be a fourth and four coming up for the Cougars. Just looked ahead a little bit as he tried to bring that one in.
Yeah, he pulls that in. He's got two stock blockers right out there, fellow wide receivers that are getting the job done. That turns into a first down, but he just couldn't bring it in. Good pass by Max White.
So Kennedy to punt, Packabear to punt it away. Gets a good snap, gets it away, and gets away a dandy. Robinson, he muffed it at the 5-yard line, goes inside the five, goes into the end zone, and the scramble is on. It's going to be points for Kennedy somehow. It's a touchdown.
Yeah, who came up with it?
Cougars come up with the football, and I believe
30.
Well, it might have been 22. Cook. It was either 30 or 22. Luke Bradley or Alex Cook. And a gift touchdown for the Cougars.
We saw that movie last night, didn't we?
Yes, we did. As Kennedy takes advantage, as the extra point is up and good. That ball was muffed by Robinson, went right through the breadbasket. Probably would have been better off, John, inside his own five to just let it go.
He would have. And it was muffed by the second West High guy that went in there as well.
He had two chances to come up with that loose football and could not do it on either occasion.
And at some point, if you're one of those West High guys and you just know you're not going to be able to come with it, just bat it out the back or side of the end zone.
Save 5 points.
Yeah. But opportunistic special teams there for Kennedy.
Recovery in the end zone by the Cougars for the score off the muffed punt.
Coaches absolutely love it when their special teams score touchdowns. There's so many ways it can be done. That's not one of the conventional ones, however.
No, it is not, as Kennedy will get ready to kick it away. Listening to high school football tonight on the Jim O.T., 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. As Way will get ready to kick it off for the Cougars.
Forget about it.
And that will go into the end zone. What a weapon that is.
Defensive coordinators love kickers that make the opposition drive 80 yards.
...14-7 Kennedy here in the latter portion of the first quarter here on a beautiful night from Kingston. Waterloo West scored in three plays on their first drive. So keep that in mind. Shotgun for Schulte, and he'll hand it off to Robinson. Sweeping to the left side, he's got a hole to the 30. 35, stiff arm at the 40. And finally brought down by Divion Oakletree at the 46-yard line. Chunk play after chunk play so far for the Wahawks.
Big hole, left off tackle. And when Michael Robinson Jr. gets an opening like that, he's got the speed to break through there and get some big yardage. And he's a load to bring down.
Gain of 26 and a first down. Yeah, Michael Robinson Jr., pretty good dimensions. 5'11", 210-pounder. Here's the pass to the flat and wiped out. Over on the far side was Orlando Vivians Jr. As coming up to make the stick was Jake Vandersanden.
Well, Vander Sanden timed that hit perfectly. First, he had to defeat the stock block by the Waterloo West wide receiver that was not being thrown to. He just brushed right by that.
That's going to look good on film tomorrow.
Oh, and they'll play it over and over and over again.
Second and 13, 10 on the play clock. Schulte in the shotgun. He's back to throw. Blitz coming. He gets away from it. Throws on the run to the near sideline. Too tall for Norman. Incomplete. Well, you think Mr. Schulte doesn't have a strong arm rolling to his left on the run, and he threw a fastball, and Norman couldn't even bring it down.
That's one of the toughest passes that a right-handed quarter will ever make is when he has to bootleg out to his left. You just can't get your shoulders turned and your body position. Your feet can't get planted. So to get a lot of velocity on that, it's tough.
Third down, 13. Cougars showing blitz. Now they'll back it off. Three-man front, and here it comes. Delayed blitz. Schulte.
Everybody.
Rolling to the right side. Penalty flag down. Throw sideline. Diving catch made for a first down at the 40, but there is a flag down, and this is going to be a hold.
Boy, and it's thrown well behind the line of scrimmage. It's easily 8 yards behind that third down marker.
Kennedy brought everybody wearing green that time.
Yeah, that was all go.
Replay, third down.
Oh, we got another mic'd up official tonight.
Good sound again.
Kudos to Matt Dunbar.
That's right.
That's going to be a 10-yard penalty. And actually behind the line of scrimmage, so that's going to be more like a, and you put the, well, it's going to be about a 20-yard penalty, and then you take away the gained yardage. It's about a 32-yard loss for Waterloo West.
Third and 31, every coach's dream call.
Kennedy going to bring the blitz again. They'll loop the near side, going for Norman, and he made the catch. Was he inbounds? He was.
And it's right at the first down marker.
At the 44 of Kennedy, and that's going to be a first down on third and 31.
That was just a simple lob as high as far as he could throw it, and then let Tay Norman run underneath it, and he sidestepped the sideline but had 1 foot in right in front of the Kennedy coaches, and Brian White is beside himself.
First and 10 for Waterloo West. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 14-7 Kennedy here in this shootout. Shotgun snap. They're going to throw that pass out in the flat again. Catch made behind the line of scrimmage. And toss down was Fain. And that's going to be another loss. And that's going to be a loss of about two.
I don't do this very often, Scott, but that was one of the most blatant stock block holds I've ever seen out there that never got a flag thrown.
Waterloo West with a second down and 12. Could be the final play of the quarter. Ewell into the game. He comes in motion. He'll set up in the slot. Now, Waterloo West does not have to run a play here. They're walking around here and... not sure they're going to run the play, and they will not. We've come to the end of the first quarter. After one, Cedar Rapids Kennedy. No, we got a time.
Ball put a second back on, the official says.
Oh, they did call a timeout.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And the official through his mic said put 1 second back on the clock, so we're not quite done with the first quarter yet.
That's right there. That's a management error by Waterloo West because they could have taken the first quarter clock out.
That was a wasted timeout.
Yeah, so Waterloo West will use their first timeout with 1 second remaining.
Well, that gives me time to give you a score update from Grinnell, Scott.
All right. Hit it.
One team's out to a 21-0 advantage. Want to guess who it might be?
I cannot even venture a guess.
Hail Mary full of grace. The Saints are putting up the points on Grinnell.
21-0. Well, Grinnell gives up points. They'll score them, though. And first time, I believe, Grinnell and Xavier have gotten together in football.
Well, this was going to be one of the big testers for Dwayne Schulte and his Xavier Saints, so I'm sure they're over there loaded for bear tonight.
with the second remaining in the quarter. It'll be second down and 12. Wide side of the field to the left. They'll send Tay Norman in motion. Norman will set up in the slot. Doubles there. Here's Schulte. Rolls. Throws. Caught Norman at the 30-yard line and out of bounds. As twisting him out was Zane Hill. And that will officially take us to the end of the first quarter of play. We are now after one. Kennedy 14, Waterloo West 7. Second quarter coming up in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on the Jim O.T. KGYM.
Nothing fills a bottomless hole in your hunger like Quickstar's new Pothole Pizza. Yeah, fun name, but serious pizza. Zesty sauce with a pile of five amazing Wisconsin cheeses. There's pepperoni pepperoni, sausage palooza, loaded with big chunks of spicy sausage, and meat sweats. Nearly a half pound of spicy sausage and pepperoni. Not for the faint of appetite. These aren't available lukewarm in soggy cardboard. They come hot from your oven when you get them fresh off the shelf only at Quickstar. Pothole Pizza, Quickstar. We got your appetite covered.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. You said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got, and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive. And sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
We are back here at Kingston Stadium. Scott Udash, Coach John Hegarty with you. Second quarter about to get underway. And Kennedy up 14-7. Total yards, though, after one quarter. 149 for Waterloo West. 103 for Kennedy.
Every possession, each team has scored. But right now, Brian White is holding an old-fashioned tent revival meeting, and he is producing the fire and brimstone. And all 11 of those defensive starters stood there and took it all in, looked him right in the eye, and just absorbed it all from him.
So we'll start the second, and it will be first and 10. For Waterloo West at the Cougar 29-yard line. Slot right, twins that way, and they'll run it with Robinson. Big hole, 25, lowers the shoulder. Brought down by Mitchell Shares and Ogletree as he gets down to the 21-yard line for a pickup of 8.
Michael Robinson Jr., the ball carrier.
Tough for one guy to bring down Robinson in between the tackles. He's got a low center of gravity, and he's got huge thighs.
Ewell into the ball game. Split out to the right side off the fake. Schulte throws too high on the slant as he tried to get it there to Fien. And it will be third and short.
Third down.
Just underway second quarter, 14-7 in favor of the Cougars. And Waterloo West knocking on the red zone right now with a third and two. Nate Ewell will stay in there. They'll put him in the slot on the right. Braden Burton, wide to the right side, twins to the left. Low snap out of the shotgun, and a penalty flag is down. The near side line judge, and we'll see what we got.
Wide receiver left early.
See what the official.
Ball start, 13 wide, 5 yard penalty, replay, third down.
No one's hiding again tonight either.
The guilty will be named tonight once again. There's no hiding from the infraction official tonight.
Third and 7 after the 5-yard markup on Burton. Twins left, twins right, one set back. Cougars pinning their ears back again. Still 12 on the play clock. Lemley over the ball at center. On third down and long, shotgun snap, blitz coming. Schulte wings the left side man out there, caught, Ewell, touchdown.
Oh, goodness. They just make it look so easy. Another sideline bomb, hit in stride. Ewell brought it in as if there was nobody around. It was a simple pitch and catch.
26-yard touchdown reception. And Waterloo West within an extra point of tying it up. This has been fun.
Both teams, two possessions. Both teams, two touchdowns.
Schulte to Ewell. Extra point try by Hoppus coming up. Good snap, placed down. Kick on its way, and it is good. And the track meet is underway. As it's 14-14 as we get ready for the kickoff here, John. And
we deserve this game after last night, Scott.
We do.
This
we
is
do.
A fun game here. And we got a long way to go, so button up tight, those of you that are listening at home, because we got a ways to go.
I know Brian White is not happy.
Oh, he's not.
What in the world can he do to his defensive charges down there?
He is the little Dutch boy with sticking fingers in the holes in the dike right now. And every time he gets one plugged up, another one springs open somewhere. And you can give credit for that to Lonnie Moore, the head coach who's calling the plays for Waterloo West. Because, and you said it earlier, Scott, Carter Schulte, the quarterback for the Wahawks, he's one of the best in the Eastern Iowa. Don't fool yourself.
He's one of the best in the state.
This guy, statistically, is up there in the top five in six categories of 4A on quick stats. Go look him up. I mean, this guy has got the numbers to bear out what we're seeing in production.
So it'll be Hoppus to kick it away. And a returnable kick will take a bounce. A couple of them at the 10-yard line. White picks it up. Coming to the left side to the 15. Trying to get to the corner to the 20. Strung out and out of bounds. He will go at about the 28 or 29-yard line.
Okay, that's their third kickoff of the game here. And every time they've kicked it to Max White, do you think they might want to talk about that at halftime?
That might be
that could be a little adjustment that would help them a lot.
Kennedy will have it at the 29-yard line. First and 10. Now it's the Cougars' turn to see what they can do. Wide side of the field to the right. White turns, hands it off to Marcus Ray, pushing the pile, leaps over folks, and across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Marcus Ray, the ball carrier.
And coming up with the stop. Tavius Campbell, senior linebacker, 6'3", 220.
This is a time that the Kennedy offense needs to make some hay because the guys that are playing both ways for Waterloo West, they're out getting a blow right now in some water.
Yeah, a lot of backups in there right now. Klett out to the left, Williams to the right. Second down and a short three. White turns, hands it off to Ray. Same play, other side. And out of bounds is Ray, and there's a late penalty flag coming in. And I think it was the right call, but it came way late.
The thing that's hard to accept on that, if you're a Kennedy fan, it... The thing that I was going to say that's hard to swallow if you're a Kennedy fan on that is that the hold was called against a guy that was right beside an official looking right at him, and then it came in from the backside all the way in the middle of the field.
True.
I'm not saying it wasn't a hold. Don't get me wrong.
It was a hold.
Okay. I'm just saying that the official that was standing right there in front of it was not the one that called it.
10-yard mark off. Makes it second and 10. 10:31. Clock stop here in the first half. 14-14. One setback. Trips to the right side. And White's just going to take it himself on the quarterback keeper. Oh, bounces off. A tackler and then taken out of bounds by Jeremiah Fien as across the 35 and back to the 36-yard line. White running hard, 59 yards on 8 carries for Max White.
Yeah, that quarterback sweep into the short side of the field has yielded some nice gainers tonight for White.
Kennedy with a third down and 3. They're 3 of 4 so far in the ball game on third down tries. Williams and Klett to the right. Jalen Cotton coming to the near side. One setback out of the pistol. White gets it, rolls to the right. Stops, being chased, and is brought down. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. There's Ewell in there. And also in there making the stop, Devontae Betancourt for Waterloo West.
Yeah, see, this is one of those plays where I suspect the defensive coordinator for Waterloo West, has got one of his linebackers just playing spy on Max White. And wherever he goes, that's your assignment. You only got one thing to do.
Here's the punt by Packabear. A spiral. Oh, and it goes through again. The receiver's hand. It's loose inside the 15. Kennedy might have it again on another muff punt.
They're unpiling. No signal yet from the officials.
Still looking, and Kennedy
it
ball.
It is Kennedy ball.
At the 13-yard line, the second special teams fumble by Waterloo West.
That was a very catchable high punt that should have been caught, and it wasn't even close to being put away by that young man for Waterloo West.
Goodness. Second turnover of the ball game. First one was recovered in the end zone, and now Kennedy with a short field at the Waterloo West 13-yard line.
Hey, why pass when you can punt?
True. First and 10 for the Cougars. White in the shotgun, gets the snap, he'll take it himself. Up the middle, 10, 5, and White rolling, still on his feet, and he's in. Second effort. Thought he was down, wasn't, rolled off a couple of Wahawks, and went right into the end zone for the score.
13 yards straight up the middle. Max White just said, I'm not going down. And West didn't, they didn't push him back or take him to the ground.
Max White with his eighth touchdown run of the year. And Kennedy benefiting from some early Christmas gifts.
Second muffed punt in a row by the Waterloo West Wahawks that sets up another touchdown.
Liam Way's extra point is up. It is good. 9:33 to play in the first half. Kennedy, 21, Waterloo West, 14. And back with a kickoff in a minute. This is high school football here on KGYM.
I'm Dr. Ryan Sunderman, Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital ER Medical Director. It's important to know where you should go when you're injured or sick. ERs and urgent cares are available for different kinds of medical issues. If you have a life-threatening emergency, like a stroke or a heart attack, go immediately to St. Luke's ER. Our team of professionals are available 24/7, ready to care for traumas and medical conditions that shouldn't wait. But if your illness or injury isn't life-threatening, there's a less expensive choice, and that's an urgent care. Healthcare professionals at Unity Point Clinic Urgent Care or Express are available for many injuries and illnesses. Urgent care clinics are a good place to seek care when you're unable to see your regular doctor or if it's after hours. You can reserve your spot in line online and choose a time that works best for you. But remember, if you're having a medical emergency, go to St. Lucia. This is Dr. Ryan Sunderman.
We've got a wild one, as the Cougars have taken advantage of two Waterloo West special teams turnovers. And the Cougars have popped them in for a couple of scores, and they lead it 21-14. A shorter kick this time, and this is Robinson at the 10 to the 15. Starts up the middle, tries to kick it outside, and brought down. And the Cougars in there on special teams, making the stop that time, Dylan Davis, and also Rashawn Jennings. Clear Creek Amana on top of Oski, 20-0.
CCA's got a good team.
Yes, they do.
We've had the pleasure of watching them out at Xavier, and they had a tough night there, but did a lot of good things.
First and 10, Waterloo West. They've had the statistical advantage, but they have fumbled on punts twice. Ball left side hash mark. They'll start at the 22-yard line. Shotgun for Schulte, sends Vivian's in motion. Long count, handoff. Here's Shaw, a little stutter move, and tried to get to the outside, and good pursuit by the Cougars. As Reed Packabear, that middle linebacker, along with Jacob Vandersanden on the stop.
Packabear is one of the leading tacklers in the state. He's got two games less than most of the other people that are up there on quick stats, but he's up there nonetheless.
Vivian's junior in motion. He'll set up in the slot to the right side as Jay Shaw in there on that last carry. Second down and 8. Here's Schulte rolling to the right side. Guns it to the 35. Catch made. Vivians Jr. on the crossing route. He's got a first down as he will take it to the 42-yard line.
Well, they're back to using Tay Norman as a decoy again. They're sending him on the deep route, Scott, and that clears out the underneath intermediate patterns that are wide open.
Gain of 18 and a Wahawk first down at the 42-yard line. One set back for Carter Schulte. He'll send three to the left, one receiver, Norman to the right side, and we've got movement everywhere.
Yep, everybody went except for the center snapping the ball.
Offense, 5 yard penalty, replay first down.
So that'll back the Wahawks up 5, back to the 37. That has not been a problem for either of these offenses tonight. Third penalty for 20 yards for West Waterloo. Same formation, trips to the left, one to the right. Schulte with Shaw behind him. On first and 15, here comes the blitz from the outside. Here's the throw that Vivians makes the catch, and Vander Sanden with the quick tackle after a gain of about 4. So got most of that penalty yardage back. 8 for 10 on the night so far for Carter Schulte. No huddle for the Wahawks on second down and 11. Coming up on 8 to play first half. And Kennedy up 21-14, and now we're going to get a Waterloo West timeout. Play clock was going down, and the Wahawks will talk it over here. As they'll face a second down and 11 coming up. We'll have some scores coming your way at halftime. Try to get those to you as quickly as we can. And the scores after the game, of course, with Jeff Downing on the KGYM High School Football Scoreboard Show. See if we can find some here. That big battle in Class A up north. MFL Marmack leading South Wind right now 12-7 in the second quarter. Durant leading West Branch 14-13 in the second quarter. Don Bosco still trailing 28-26 in the second quarter to Easton Valley. Anamosa and Iowa Falls Alden tied at 14 at halftime. That was a put together game this week. Vint Shelsberg leading CPU 17-12 at halftime.
Big rivalry between those schools.
Our 106.3 FM game right now at halftime. Solon 21, Mount Vernon 7.
Solon says, not so fast, Mustangs. You may be 5-0, but we've won 17 in a row.
Second quarter, Prairie leading Liberty 20-7. City High and Linmar tied at 7 in the second quarter. And second quarter, Hempstead big on Jefferson 41-6 up at Dalzell tonight. West Delaware leading Western Dubuque 14-7. Bent Community leading at Newton 21-0.
Boy, speaking of heated rivalries, how about those two WDs when they match up?
Oh.
The fur flies when West Delaware meets Western Dubuque. I'm here to tell you.
It's second down and 11 after the Waterloo West timeout. They're second of the half. One remaining for the Wahawks. Wide side of the field to the right. They'll send trips that way.
It's like they're changing the play.
Yep.
And the formation.
Now Burton will come back over to the far right side. Still 10 on the play clock. Blitz coming from the outside. Off the fake. Schulte to throw the middle. Leaping attempt incomplete by Ewell.
One of the rare mishandled balls by Ewell. He's a sure-handed receiver, and that one just didn't get put away.
Little behind him, but not much.
That was catchable.
Abby Garrett will check out for the Cougars. They'll bring in an extra defensive back now in this formation. As Kennedy with Brody Lovell back there at the safety spot. 9 on the play clock. Ewell in the slot. They'll send twins to the right side. Shotgun snap back to Schulte. Pump fake. Flush from the pocket. He is hit, brought down. coverage sack. Drew Bartles buries the quarterback back at the 28-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 13.
Yeah, these blitzing linebackers and hybrids right now for Kennedy's defense are starting to become a handful for the offensive line of Waterloo West to keep off of their quarterback, Schulte.
So Waterloo West will send Hoppus out to punt, averaging 36.4 a boot. Cougars will send Twins back at the 35-yard line. High snap, rush coming, got it away. A high spiral kick and taken at the 40 and immediately tackled right there for the Cougars was Luke Bradley.
Number 30, Luke.
As Bradley was taken down in his tracks.
First possession of the night where one of our teams didn't score a touchdown.
How about that? 7:19 to play here in the opening half. And Kennedy up 21-14 over the Wahawks of Waterloo West. First down, Cougars, ball middle of the field. White this time under center with the eye behind him. He'll toss sweep to Ray. Cuts it up, 45 up. The hash marks close to a first down to midfield. And we've got a Wahawk slow to get up. As Gardner, who was hurt earlier in the game, makes a tackle, he's back in. But Hartley going out, one of their tough linebackers.
That was a nice sweep there. Read very, very well. Almost picked up the first down.
Again, about an inch shy of the first down. Second down and a credit card to go. And
officials timeout.
Now, wait a minute. Did they move? They did give them the first down.
Oh, they just didn't. They didn't switch the down marker over.
All right, first and 10. Number 6 of the night for Kennedy. Same formation. This time Ray starts up the middle, trying to kick it to the outside. Caught in the backfield. Got away twice and gets ahead for about 3.
Probably should have been about a 4-yard loss on that, but he ends up making 3.
Rodinghouse finally brought
it 4. That was some great third and fourth effort there.
Scott Groth going out to get a towel. Lynn Groth's husband, the trainer for Kennedy. And St. Louis Blues fan, by the way.
There you go.
Gain of 3. Off the fake. White on second down. Rolls the pocket to the left. Looking to throw upfield. Tried to get it into a little gap to Drake Kenny. And it was knocked away by both Gardner and Robinson. Incomplete.
Well,
he tried to force that into a very small opening. And the Cougars will have a third and long coming up, third down and a little more than 6. Ball at the 46-yard line. Need to get right on the 40. And White's going to take it himself up the middle, and he's going to be shy of the first down. Got about half of it to the 43-yard line. And brings up, as we go under 6 to play in the first half, a decision. And
well, there will be no punting here.
No, Kennedy's going to keep the offense out there.
They're thinking this is 4 down territory. We need another score on this possession. They've had 3 so far tonight, and they've all yielded touchdowns. They got gives you confidence to go for this.
Third, 4th and 3. 4th and 3, Kennedy. At the 43-yard line, Cotton to the left, one receiver to the right, and they're running on the eye. Long count. White trying to draw him offside. Down to 2 in the play clock, and the Cougars will burn a timeout.
It's a good timeout.
Timeout, Cougars.
So Kennedy calls the timeout. You still keep the offense out. Coaching staff's talking.
Yeah. This is a good timeout. They obviously saw something in the alignment that they didn't like. It might have been their alignment. It might have been Waterloo West's defense. We'll never know. But Max White talking pretty intently here with offensive coordinator Kyle Knock. And I'm sure they've got something up their sleeve to get this 3 yards.
Make sure to follow Kennedy.
Say the play that's been awful successful tonight, every time they've called it, is that little quarterback keeper on a semi-sweeper off-tackle play into the short side of the field. Now, the ball's almost at dead center of the field, so that's not going to be a factor as much on this call. But whenever he gets a couple of blockers out in front of him on the edge, Scott, it's almost a certainty that Max White's going to get that for 3 yards and get the first down.
So it'll be a fourth and three.
He's going under center.
And he'll hand it off to Ray. Leaps the pile and has a first down.
Yep, ran ISO with the fullback leading the way.
DeMarcus Ray with a good first half, including a score. And Kennedy converts on the fourth down try.
Yeah, those two big inside linebackers for Waterloo West, they're not used to seeing a fullback coming in there as a lead blocker. That was a nice call by Kyle Knock.
First down, clock keeps rolling. Well, it should, but it's not. First down at the 37-yard line. White rolls right. They're going to try that throwback screen, but he's caught, brought down. Huge loss way back into Cougar territory. Clayton Rottinghouse on the sack, and that goes, well, they'll mark it at the 50. It's going to still be a loss of 13.
He was looking out into the flat there for the throwback. And as he turned to catch it, Rottinghouse came in there and just caught him from behind. That's not something you see very often either.
No.
Max White has a great sense about where people are coming from and all of his spatial awareness.
Second down and 23 coming up for the Cougar offense. 4:38 remaining first half, 21-14 Kennedy. Shotgun snap, White on the sweep himself. Cuts it back at the numbers. And he'll get about three, maybe four, to the 46-yard line. As Ewell on the stop one more time for the Wahawk defense.
A lot of hands on hips for the defenders of Waterloo West right now. They're thinking halftime, get some oxygen and some water. And keep Kennedy out of the end zone here on this drive.
Third and 18, four to play first half. Hayden Klett to the left. Jalen Cotton out to the right side. They'll run it out of the eye. Here is a toss to Ray. He's to the 45, to the 40, and brought down right there. Going to be a pickup of six, but a Kennedy punt is upcoming.
Tackled by number 40, Nate Ewell.
And more adventures in punting for the Waterloo West return team.
Yeah, we'll see if anyone tries to field this one. Robinson's going back.
In their defense, they've got two guys back there.
And Cavell Fay back there. Here's the punt, and it's going to go into the end zone. As Packabear gets the 40-yard boot. And didn't look like anyone was going to try to catch that one.
So first possession tonight that Kennedy fails to score a touchdown. And that leaves 3:22 left in this half for Waterloo West to try and answer. Down 21-14 right now. They would dearly love to tie this up going into half.
Yes, they would. Keep in mind, though, a lot of these Wahawks go on both sides of the football. So we'll see how much gas is in the tank right now. 20-yard line, first down. Braden Burton out to the far left side. Trips that way for Waterloo West now. They'll keep it on the ground. They hand it to Robinson Jr. Sweeping the left side. Runs into his own man at the 25, but still gets first down yardage. Cross the 30 to the 31-yard line. Cale Knox, the nose guard, finally brought him down.
Yeah. And they've still got over 3 minutes left here. But keep in mind, Waterloo West has kind of squandered two of their three timeouts.
Including one with 1 second to play in the first quarter. Pistol formation, snap to Schulte, throws in the run, a bullet to the near sideline, sliding catch by Tane Orman.
What great pattern and great hands.
And that'll be another first down. As that'll be a...
Just love it when I see a receiver come back to a ball, catch it with both hands, and never bring it in to touch until you've taken it all the way in.
Gain of 10, back-to-back. First and 10 for the Wahawks from the 40-yard line. 3:03, time remaining, first half. Three receivers to the left side. They'll run it with Robinson. Sidesteps one. Breaks a tackle. 45. And somersaults his way to the 49-yard line. Nine more for Michael Robinson Jr.
Packabear almost stripped that ball out of his breadbasket.
Vander Sanden on the stop. It's second down and one. From the 49-yard line, again, one set back. Schulte to throw. Has time. Now Rush steps up in the pocket. He's going to run. Tucks it under. He's got a first down and out of bounds. As Reed Packabear chases him out, but not until he gets it to the Kennedy 41-yard line.
Yeah, he's hot right back up, though. He was down for a minute there on the Kennedy sideline, but no problem.
Gain of 10, and that also stops the clock. As it's a first down for the Wahawks from the 41-yard line. Now we've got an official's timeout.
Cale Knox has maybe got some blood on his jersey or something. He's got to come off for a minute.
Avi Garrett will come in. Usual starter. They'll get that all rectified and taken care of in a moment. First and 10, 41-yard line, Cougar territory. Long count, rolling to the left side. Schulte throws on the run, almost picked off by Vander Sanden. Tell you what, Jake Vander Sanden has had a wonderful game.
He can really break on the ball. If that ball's thrown downfield more than 20 yards, Vander Sanden's got the speed to get to it before it gets to a receiver.
Made some good plays tonight, 5'10", 175, and a senior. That hybrid for the Cougars. Dylan Davis in there right now is a linebacker in there for Kennedy. And it'll be a second down and 10. One set back, four receivers. Here's the toss to Robinson coming left. Nice cutback, 40 to the 35. Cuts it back again and brought down by the shirt tail from behind on a touchdown-saving tackle by Lovell.
Those are just beautiful running instincts. Takes off on an off-tackle, sweepish-like zone running play to his left and then leaves everybody just standing still when he cuts back against the grain.
First and 10, 29-yard line. 2:08 clock rolling. Waterloo West still with a timeout in their back pocket. Down 21-14 here with 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Schulte in the pistol. Robinson on his right hip. He'll get it. Coming to the left side. Oh. He lost the football, but he fell on it. And again, there was Packabear.
Packabear almost stripped it the time before, and it was the exact same off-tackle, kind of almost a counterplay.
Waterloo West has already put it on the carpet twice tonight. And it will be a gain of a couple there. It'll be second down. Call it a little more than eight. Slot right side. They'll stack twins to the left. Shotgun snap. Schulte looking that way. Flings it for the end zone. Man out there. Ewell again, and he's got it for the touchdown.
Yeah, wide open. In fact, he caught it with his back to the end zone and walked in backwards. Oh, that's not going to look good tomorrow on film either.
Second touchdown catch of the night for Ewell. And for the year, his fourth. That one from 29 yards out. Schulte's second touchdown pass of the night.
Man, and there were defenders around him, too. Ball was perfectly thrown, albeit a little underthrown, where he had to catch it from behind.
Extra point try. Hoppus on the way, and it's good. With a minute 16 to play here in the opening half. And we are tied at 21.
Well, Scott, we talked in our pregame and in some of the keys to the game about how explosive this offense is for Waterloo West and how they maybe would try and exploit the secondary issues that Kennedy's defense has been having. And so far, the last two touchdown passes to Ewell, the 26-yarder and the 29-yarder, both were that kind of a situation where the coverage was basically there, but somehow the ball just got threaded through, and the touchdown secured by Waterloo West.
Each team moving the ball, but doing it in different ways. but both doing it effectively.
Now, minute 16 left before halftime here, and if you're Lonnie Moore, the head coach of Waterloo West, you're thinking, what could this be if our punt return team could hold on to the ball?
Absolutely. Here is the kickoff. Hoppus on the run-up, left to right kick, a high kick. White will field it on a hop at the 15-yard line to the 20-yard line, 25, and dives ahead to the 26-yard line. So two timeouts and a minute 10 remaining coming up for the Kennedy offense.
Yeah, and they're not a big strike, big play offense either. So, and once again, look at what the defense for Kennedy does, Scott.
Right over to the monitor.
They're over to the big screen TV there, and they're all looking to see what is going on here that we've got to get figured out.
Well, I think Prairie still got them in
size
for the television monitor.
This is not the 72-incher.
No. First down from the 26. We'll see how Kyle Knock goes about doing this. White's going to throw. Throws a quick out. It's caught along the sideline. Nice move by Cotton. 35 and out of bounds. And he'll have a first down. He'll take it from the 26-yard line up to about the 41 for a gain of 15.
Well, Jalen Cotton is a weapon out there that they haven't gone to maybe quite enough here, and they need to try and target him a little more, I think.
Stops the clock with 64 seconds to play here in the first quarter, or first half. 21-21 ball game here from Kingston. Been a fun one so far. Wide side of the field to the right. Receiver both ways. Back to throw is White. Looking. Now throws deep left sideline. Oh, man, out there and off Cotton's hand, incomplete. A little double route there, and that could have gone.
Nice pass by Max White. Hit Cotton in stride. Just couldn't bring it in.
Second down and 10. Boy, we've had some ebbs and flows in this game.
Yes, we have it. This has been fun. These are two good teams that are really getting after it.
In front of a nice crowd here on the Kennedy side. Waterloo West brought some folks as well on a beautiful football night in early October. Second and 10. Shotgun snap. White back to throw. Now steps up in the pocket. Going to run and not very far. He'll get about three before he was wrapped up by Campbell, Tavius Campbell, at the 44-yard line. Clock ticking away. Kennedy not choosing to use a timeout right now. They've got two left as Hayden Klett will come in with the play on the third down. Klett to the left, Cotton to the right. I formation for the Cougars. Unbalanced to the left, and they'll run it that way with Williams. Strung out, trying to get to the corner and out of bounds. And he's going to lose a lot. From the 44 back to the 40, well, they're going to say the 41-yard line. And it's going to bring up a fourth down with 15.6 seconds to play in the half.
But, hey, when Packerbear gets rid of this ball on his foot, anything can happen.
And Waterloo West is not even sending anybody back.
No, that's smart on their part.
Packerbear will get it away. Rush coming, got it away. Not a particularly good kick, and it goes out of bounds. And we will see where it is marked. And it will be a 29-yard punt. Waterloo West will have it on the 30-yard line with 10 seconds to play in the half. And even this offense, I don't think, is going to try to do something tricky in 10 seconds.
They may try and line up those four receivers that all run streaks again. Just take one more shot at that.
And then slip Ewell.
Well, whichever one of them is uncovered. It's awful tough when you send four receivers equidistant across the breadth of the field doing those streaks. That's how Holloway caught that touchdown in what bowl game was it? I can't remember. The Hawks won at the last second.
In Orlando.
That's the same play.
Capital One. Well, they'll keep it on the ground. They'll hand it off. Here's Shaw. Nice cut back at the 40-yard line and runs into Tay Norman, where he might have gotten farther. Does take it out to about the 47-yard line for a pickup of 17.
tackled by number 18, Mitchell Scherer.
Yeah, Scherer makes the stop, and I don't think Waterloo West is going to run another. No, they're going to call a timeout. Well, they got her in position now, John, and 2 seconds to go, and see if Schulte can heave one deep into the end zone.
Well, it's worked a couple of times already, and if I'm down in that Kennedy defensive huddle right now, I'm talking about who I'm putting on Mr. Ewell, because he has burned the secondary of Kennedy twice in this first half for touchdowns. Tay Norman, the go-to receiver, however, has been kind of quiet so far here in the first half. He's been running a lot of clear-out patterns. Maybe you just throw one deep to him on the nine route streaking down the sideline. Maybe time to hear from Tay Norman.
Does have 3 catches in the ball game, but not 31-17 and 10.
Yeah, this is a guy that's number 3 in the state, however, in receptions. So to only have 3 in the first half, that's going to be well below his average.
So the timeout with 2 seconds left for the Wahawks. And they will design a play to run for the last seconds here of the half.
As many times as they've gone to Ewell here in the first half, and successfully, by the way, I think they go to Norman on a long ball here.
And what will Kennedy elect to do? Are they going to bring the kitchen sink, or are they going to drop? They're playing 2 deep safeties here. So first down from the 47-yard line, 1 set back, 4 receivers. Delayed blitz coming. Schulte in trouble. Schulte running for his life, and Bartles is going to catch him.
That's not the first time this half that Bartles ran him down from behind.
Second time, and that brings us to the end of the half. Fun half of football. 21-21 here at Kingston Stadium. The Cougars and the Wahawks here at the break. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back. We'll have stats. We'll go over the first half, and we'll talk scores at halftime with you. After this, you're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM.
The new razor from Harry's is not the same. In the past, guys have been overcharged for razors. Meanwhile, Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and they're not raising prices, not even a little. Their new blades still cost as little as $2 each, and value isn't the only thing that makes Harry's unique. Some shaving companies add bells and whistles to their razors. Harry's values simple, clean design. Some shaving companies outsource blade manufacturing. Harry's owns a century-old German blade factory. Some shaving companies encourage guys to be the best. Harry's embraces guys for who they are. Put simply, Harry's is not the same. And you can find Harry's almost everywhere you shop. Just head to the grooming aisle in stores near you. Or you can go online and get a Harry's starter set for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3360 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3360. Harry's, not the same.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Ladies and gentlemen, your John F. Kennedy dance team.
Halftime here from Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Scott Udash, John Hegarty with you. 21-21. You called in the pregame a track meet, John, and we got a track meet.
This has been fun, unless you're a defensive coordinator.
Which you are a former defensive coordinator.
And I'm feeling all of Brian White's pain, let me tell you. I feel it.
I tell you what, you've got different mentalities, I believe, for each team. If you're Kennedy right now, as much as Waterloo West has given you problems defensively, maybe you're not feeling good about a tie, but boy, it could be worse. And if you're Lonnie Moore right now, you've given Kennedy 14 points, basically, on two muff punts. One was recovered in the end zone, the other on the 13-yard line where Kennedy scored. You're thinking, man, we could be up two touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, Lonnie Moore is telling his team, we should be ahead 21-7 right now. But you know what? That's why there's three aspects to this game, and credit the special teams for Kennedy on the punt team for getting downfield and covering those things the way that they needed to. One turned into a score by the offense, and the other one yielded a score just by the punt team. So, you know, the scoreboard is what determines the outcome of the game. It's not necessarily the stats or some of the other things of it. Yeah, you know what? I got to think that Brian White, the head coach and the defensive coordinator for Kennedy, he's having a lot of success sending a lot of backers after the quarterback, the supreme quarterback, Carter Schulte for Waterloo West. On occasion, however, it has yielded some big plays for the Wahawks, too. We've talked about this philosophy all the time, Scott. It's a double-edged sword. Live by the sword, die by the sword. I don't know. You know, the thing that I would say is that you've got less guys going both ways here. And in the second half, that should turn to your advantage if you're Kennedy. I think you keep bringing the dogs. That's just me personally. And I'm almost positive that's what Brian White will do, because we've seen him year after year, time after time. He will not call off the dogs.
No.
And I think it will pay dividends down the line.
You're going to live or die by the blitz if you're the Kennedy Cougar defense. And we've come to know that over the years. Scoring went like this. Kennedy took the opening kickoff, and the Cougars went 79 yards, 10 plays, 4 minutes and 55 seconds. DeMarcus Ray, an 11-yard run. The Liam Way extra point was good and was 7-0. Then Waterloo West went 80 yards in a minute 23 and 3 plays. Jay Shaw covering the final 32 on a run. The extra point by Jackson Hoppus was good, and it was 7 apiece. And then the miscues started as far as Waterloo West on special teams. The Wahawks muffed a punt inside their own 5-yard line, and the Cougars recovering in the end zone for a touchdown made it 14-7. But right back come the Wahawks of Waterloo West. Carter Schulte to Nate Ewell from 26 yards out for the touchdown grab, and that tied things up at 14 apiece early in the second quarter. Cougars then, after another muff punt, Max White, a 13-yard run on the very first play after the punt fumble, made it 21-14. And then with a minute 16 before halftime, Schulte hit Ewell again from 29 yards out, and that made the halftime score 21-21. And like I said, both teams looking to do some things differently, I'm sure, as far as the second half is concerned. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers. Total yards in the first half, John. Waterloo West with 285 total yards at halftime.
Feels like it.
Averaging 337, with 285 at half, 125 in the ground, 160 through the air. Carter Schulte is 10 of 14 in the first half for two touchdowns. Ewell has caught 3 for 85. Norman has caught 3 for 58. Vivian's Jr. has caught 3 for 19 in the first half of play. On the ground, Michael Robinson Jr., 6 carries, 69 yards. Shaw has carried it 3 times for 51 yards and a score. Schulte, 5 carries for 5 yards. Waterloo West, 14 first downs at halftime, 3 penalties for 20 yards. They have 1 sack and 2 very costly turnovers that have led to 14 Kennedy points. Cougars, 164 yards of offense, 140 on the ground, 24 through the air. Max White, 2 out of 5 at halftime for 24 yards. Flanagan with a catch, Cotton with a catch. On the ground, Kennedy being led by Max White with 14 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown. DeMarcus Ray has carried it 10 times for 64 yards and a touchdown. Jason Williams, 3 carries for 6 yards. Flanagan, 1 carry for a yard. Kennedy with 8 first downs in the first half, 1 penalty for 10 yards, 2 sacks in the ball game. Third down conversions, Waterloo West 1 for 2. Kennedy is 3 for 8. Cougars are 1 for 1 on fourth down tries, though. And time of possession, if you said this beforehand, I think Brian White would be happy. 15 minutes, 14 seconds for Kennedy. 8:46 for Waterloo West in that first half.
Well, it all crunches out to 21-21 on the scoreboard, and it feels like a pretty even Steven game, too.
It does. It does. So those are your halftime numbers here at the break as we are tied at 21-21. Some scores we can throw your way here at halftime. And Xavier letting them know that the Saints aren't giving up the crown very easily.
Yeah, defensive coordinator Jim O'Connell, I'm sure, had a plan for one of the most prolific offenses in 3A, which Grinnell has. But so far at halftime, my sources tell me that Grinnell has 2 first downs. Oh, and by the way, the score, 34-0.
Statement?
Absolutely.
Dwayne Schulte is making tonight, and Jim O'Connell. And Dwayne would be the first to tell you it's the gentleman farmer, Jim O'Connell, that is coming up with this one.
Well, and everybody's doing their job, because that is the mantra that he preaches. And if everybody does their job, everything else takes care of itself, and they get what they earn.
Some other scores halftime. Regina, no problem with Columbus, 41-0, Columbus Community. Also at halftime, Wapsie Valley leading Postville, 44-0. Third quarter now, it's Durant leading West Branch, 21-13. Interesting score right there. Fourth quarter in eight-man football, top 10 Gladbrook Rhinebeck leading HLV, 28-18. Also, that big one in the second quarter in eight-man, Easton Valley, 28-26, leading Don Bosco.
Wow.
Over, did they play those in Preston?
Yeah, I think that's Preston, right?
Yeah. Well, it's East Central Miles. It's either in Miles or in Preston. Let us know if you know. Third quarter, Anamosa and Iowa Falls Alden are tied at 21. Halftime, Vint Schellsberg leading center Point Urbana, 17-12. Solon making a statement, looking for 18 in a row in the Highway 1 rivalry. They lead Mount Vernon 28-7 in the third quarter.
And if that holds, that'll be Mount Vernon's first loss of the season.
Yes, it would. Second quarter, Williamsburg, number 2 in 2A. So you got Mount Vernon, Solon, and Williamsburg, all very geographically centered right there. And
I know what you're thinking.
They lead Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 28-0. Early, Independence with a 7-0 lead on North Fayette Valley. Second quarter, Linmar leading City High 14-7. Third quarter, Prairie on top of Iowa City Liberty 27-7. Second quarter, Dubuque Hempstead 41, Jefferson 9. How about this at halftime? Comanche leading Monticello in a top 10 unbeaten battle 34-7 at halftime. Also, you mentioned Xavier, the big 34-0 lead. How about this? West Delaware, 34-7 and a half over Western Dubuque.
I do not understand that whatsoever, but I will say this. That is one of the more intense rivalry games that you will have in Eastern Iowa high school football, so anything is possible.
Yeah, over at C.O. Brown Stadium tonight. Second quarter, Benton Community leading 21-0 over Newton, and in the early going, Clear Creek Amana leading Oski 7-0. So those are some of the scores at the halftime break. And next week, final Friday night of the season.
Yeah, after 7 weeks, we're talking about the end of the regular season. I know that sounds strange. Welcome to 2020.
Unbelievable, but that is the case, and we will be a little south of here at John Wall Memorial Field, as it'll be Wash and Prairie going at it in a big, big game. If Prairie holds on against Liberty tonight, that would put the Hawks to 3-2.
Right.
Wash at 3-3. Big time seeding implications next week.
Right. And it's just, no matter what happens, Scott, to try and figure out who the better teams are in 4A on the eastern half of the state isn't as hard as trying to put a pecking order together. I don't know how they're going to do that because there's such a round robin between all these good schools. You know, this Cedar Falls team that we watched last night, you know, they passed our sniff test. Okay, well, they just got done with two losses, one of them to Prairie. Prairie, on the other hand, they've got a couple of losses, one to Kennedy, so it's just going to be a tangled mess here. Usually we're pretty sure about what we're pretty sure about. Not in this case.
Not this year. You are listening to High School Football Tonight on 107.5 FM, the Jim O.T., KGYM Cedar Rapids, KGYMRadio.com as well, and the KGYM stream, the KGYM app as well. All kinds of different ways to listen to our football game here tonight from Kingston Stadium on a great night for football. Temperature 50 degrees right now. We have no wind whatsoever as both teams back onto the field getting ready to start the second half. We're going to take another two-minute break. We'll come back, get you ready for half number two from Kingston after this. You are listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Greg Gadsden, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans and their families get the benefits they've earned.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
We are back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Some other scores. Second quarter, Charles City on top of Waterloo East, 28-26 up at Memorial Stadium.
Not a lot of great matchups in 4A Central Iowa tonight.
Not in Marshalltown.
Dowling up, by the way, there, 21-0 at half.
It's 42-0, and it's a
okay.
Fine.
Okay, that's over. I've also got Waukee up over Valley at halftime, 21-13.
The what could be 1-4 Valley Tigers. That is not a misprint, ladies and gentlemen.
With young Mr. Rubley, I'm guessing, back in Colorado.
Not quarterbacking, from what we hear. That could change. We shall see.
I did see that one of Des Moines Roosevelt's best players, though, is eligible for Dowling tonight.
Yeah, you know what?
Made the register today.
I cannot fault those folks, though.
No.
I can't.
Absolutely not.
No.
Do you want to play football or not? Because if you're a Des Moines Public School football player, you're not going to play this year.
No, you are not. Kennedy to kick to start the second half. They'll kick it off from right to left. Liam Way in this 21-21 tie. As Waterloo West with three back at the 5-yard line. Michael Robinson Jr., the middleman, and he's going to get an opportunity. Over the shoulder grab at the 3. Up to the 10. Angles to the right side. Little stutter move at the 15. 20. Still on his feet. 25. And brought down at the 26-yard line. Jonte Jordan on special teams makes the stop right there for the Cougars. And Waterloo West with Carter Schulte will have it at the 26-yard line.
Well, Carter Schulte is going to come into this second half knowing that they're gunning for him. He's going to have people coming from all directions. And so maybe some of the play calling is going to change here for Lonnie Moore and the offense for Waterloo West. They're going to have to go a little bit quicker, shorter routes, I think.
Shaw will line up as the running back to start things off here. He's got a touchdown run in that first half. 4 receivers, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. On first down, they'll hand it to Shaw, and he is surrounded and snuffed out. As Cale Knox, the first one to get there. Cuck also in there for the Cougars. That's going to be a loss of a couple.
Stop by number 54, Cale Knox.
As it'll be second down and 12. Garrett in there. Knox at the nose. Garrett Eubanks, the junior, 6'3", 215-pounder at right side end. Second down at 12. Carter Schulte in the pistol. Trips to the left side. And Norman to the right. They'll throw the quick out. Ewell on the catch, and the locomotive is loose and might have fumbled the football. I think he fell on it, though, at the 30-yard line as he will pick up 6.
Yeah, this is that short passing game that we were just talking about, though. They're going to have to go to this because anything that's drop back and a deep pattern, not able to set up for Schulte because these linebackers are coming with a vengeance.
Third down and 7. We're calling a long 6. Still 16 on the play clock, and we've got a...
Somebody who's lined up in the neutral zone.
Yep, Kennedy's going to get penalized.
Target, 3. 5 yards penalty. Replay third down.
Didn't know who the offending Cougar was there.
I think it was Packabear.
Second penalty of the night for Kennedy.
So that takes the nickel package back out as Max White comes off. Third and a very short 2. Much different situation for call now.
Shaw will line up behind Carter Schulte here for this third down play. On third down, off the fake. Booting to the right side, throwing a field too tall, incomplete. Oh, he had Ewell wide open for the first down, John, at the 40. And
for some reason, he went downfield deep.
Went for Makai LaFleur.
Boy, and LaFleur was blanketed by Vander Sanden.
Who's had a really nice game.
Yeah, he's played a solid game in the secondary for Kennedy.
We've got a 3-and-out, John.
How about that? Now it's 4th and, you know, a yard here. You never know. They might roll the dice.
Hoppus to punt. Kennedy's going to send one safety back. 5 in the play clock still. Lonnie Moore giving instructions. Oh, a high snap trying to one-handed Hoppus. Gets away from him. He will kick it. Just got it away. We'll take a little bit of a Waterloo West bounce and another special teams nightmare. Could have been worse, though. It'll be touched up at the 45-yard line.
Is that going to net about 9 yards on that punt?
9-yard punt.
And they're lucky they got that, folks.
Tell you what, if Waterloo West loses this football game, they are going to look at special teams and just they'll cry tomorrow.
Best starting field position of the night for Kennedy, starting in Waterloo West territory at the Wahawk 45.
First down in this 21-21 game. Offset high to the right side, straight ahead handoff to Ray, and just pushing the white jerseys out of the way, and Ray across the 40 down to the 38-yard line for a gain of 7.
Big surge by all of the offensive line there. That's the kind of surge that Kennedy wants to see all the time.
Williams in with the play as the Cougars will have second down and 3 coming up. Ball middle of the field, tied into the left side for Kennedy. And they'll hand it off to Ray, coming to the left side and got stymied. Short of the first down. Coming up, Devontae Betancourt laid the wood to him at about the 36, a yard shy of the first down. But it's a 3rd-and-1.
Number 19. Third down.
From the 36-yard line. Gianforte over the ball at center on this third down and one. White will turn. He'll hand it off to Ray. Leaps the pile. Got hit in midair, but he's got the first down. And not sure he might want to do that every time.
That's not something I'd suggest that he continue to do.
Three carries in a row for the senior DeMarcus Ray and a first down for the Cougars. Kennedy now with nine first downs in the game as the junior wideout Isaiah Morgan will come in at 6'4", 185 with the play. Clock rolling, 8:44 to play third quarter, tied at 21. First and 10, Kennedy. White will keep it. White trying to turn the corner. Penalty flags fly in, three of them, and it's going to be a hold on Kennedy. And the guy they were trying to hold ended up with the tackle. Devontae Betancourt.
You can bet Waterloo West will accept this.
Oh, we got offsetting penalties. How about that? Did
holding
not see
and the
face
second. Mask.
The second one had to be on the tackle, on the player that was held. So a break there for Kennedy.
No harm, no foul. We'll do it again.
And look at Lonnie Moore on the far side. He's out at the numbers a moment ago pleading his case for Waterloo West.
Yeah, and he's not a coach that gets upset very often.
First down from the 34-yard line. Shotgun snap. White starts the quarterback draw, now rolls to the right. Stops, reverses field, trying to find a blocker. Another penalty flag is down, and White twisted down at about the 26. And we just have one hanky out this time. As the officials will talk it over, and usually if the umpire throws it, it's bad things. But we'll see. And it will be against Kennedy.
The illegal use of hands or block in the back.
Block in the back, 52 green, 10 yard penalty, replay first down.
So block in the back on the Cougars.
That was the same guy that just had the hold too, so something's not happening up there where he's getting his job done. He's being pulled out right now and replaced for a play, maybe just to get his head back screwed on.
Yeah, Treptow is going to come in. First down and about 20 coming up for the Cougars. White in the pistol, one setback, slot to the right side, and they'll run the counter with Ray behind the blocker and about three. Betancourt again getting in on the stop as he's brought down at the 39-yard line.
DeMarcus Ray, the ball carrier, stopped by number 41, Michael Robinson Jr.
And it will be a second down and long coming up for the Cougars on that pickup of four. 21-21. Scoring has settled down a little bit here midway through the third quarter. Tight end left side for Kennedy. White on the quarterback keeper. Up the middle. Now kicks to the outside and out of bounds. Escorted out of bounds by Fien. As he'll take it to about the 35-yard line. It's going to be third and long, though. Third and 11 coming up for Kennedy. 73 yards rushing tonight for Max White. As the Cougars will send Mitchell Shearers in with the play from Kyle Knock on the sideline. Third down, 11. Wide side of the field to the right. Twins that way. One receiver to the short side left. Here is White. He's going to go to the short side and turns it up and going to be way short of the first down. And another flag is out.
Yeah, it's going to be a chop block.
Ball carrier stopped by number 7, Jeremiah Feeney. There's a penalty marker on.
Yep, you're right.
And it was after the ball had gone past the blocker, too. He didn't need to throw it.
Number 1 green. Covering 50 line. Third down.
Well, it'll be fourth down, sir.
Fourth down.
Thank you.
He heard you.
So it'll be fourth down and about nine. And
they're four down territory. Yeah, there's no punting.
I'm really surprised that Lonnie Moore did not push them back. So it'll be a fourth down.
Oh, some confusion and, here in the huddle.
And 9:15 on the play clock. Still time here.
Yeah, some massive personnel changes, though.
And the Cougars are going to have to get things rolling here. Four on the play clock, down to 3-2. They'll get it off. White shotgun. He's back to throw. He's going to load up, throw deep for the end zone, and nobody was there, and the Cougar receiver fell down. Oh, and a late flag.
Yep.
Holy smoke.
I think he was pushed out of bounds.
And they're going to get a pass interference on Dupree Banks.
Penalty marker on the play.
And I'm not kidding. Everyone was walking back to the huddle when that flag came out.
Well, I think that official got a little help from the Kennedy coaches that were right there beside him.
Number 5, Mike.
And a Kennedy first down on the fourth down. Waterloo West mistakes tonight. And Kennedy will have it at the 18 of the Wahawks.
Boy, that's a huge change of momentum there because Waterloo West takes over offensively if that doesn't, if Hanke doesn't get thrown. And now Kennedy beating on the door inside the red zone.
Kennedy's going to go unbalanced to the right this time. They'll run it behind Connor Colby. With DeMarcus Ray, and he's twisted down at the 14-yard line. As Ray will go for four. 21-21, 6:25 clock rolling here in the third quarter.
Michael Robinson Jr.
Gain of four there, a second down, a little less than six coming up now for the Cougar offense. As Cotton will come back in with the play. Two muffed punt returns for Waterloo West. Here's Ray off that right side following Colby again, and he's got a first down inside the 10 down to the Wahawk 7-yard line.
Sometimes it's easy to forget that you've got a Division I recruit that's going to be playing offensive line for Iowa over there at right tackle. Then sometimes you got to just run behind him.
A bad snap on a punt for Waterloo West, and now a pass interference on a fourth and long for Kennedy. First and goal, 7-yard line for the Kennedy Cougars trying to break the tie. Cougars will send Coker way out to the left, one receiver to the right. White on the keeper, sweeping to the right side, cuts it up at the 5, off a blocker, and close but not in.
Yep, I think a knee touch before the ball went over the line.
Got down to the 1-yard line. Second and goal coming up for Kennedy at the 1. I'm going to make a wild guess who's going to keep this ball. Inside the 1-yard line.
Yeah, does he go left or right? That's the only question.
Is he going to get under center? Yes, he is. And he's going to elect left, and he's in for the touchdown. White goes in from a yard out to give Kennedy the lead. Again, a drive kept alive. Well, started by a Waterloo West special teams mistake, kept alive by another mistake.
Kennedy's been the beneficiary of some gaffes tonight that Waterloo West would love to be able to go take back, but hey, this is just the way it is. There's three aspects to the game. And
a 5-minute, 19-second, 45-yard drive. Extra point try by Way is good. 4:53 to play here in the third. Kennedy, 28. Waterloo West, 21. Back with a kickoff in a minute. This is high school football on KGYM.
I'm shocked it's October already. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. With all the crazy weather this year, I'm afraid I'm not going to hit my goals. So I'm rolling out my most shocking deals yet. During the Shocktober sales event, this means when you trade in your current car, you could save a lot on a nicer, newer car, plus put only $7 down. So dump that pumpkin that's haunting your driveway. Trade and save a lot on the nicer, newer car you deserve. Are past credit problems keeping you up at night? Don't be scared. My For the People credit approval process is a treat. We connect you with the lender vendors who want to say yes to you. I'm restocked with inventory and I need to hit my goals, so I'll give you a lot off the price of a nicer, newer car, and you only need to put $7 down. It's the Shocktober sales event, but hurry, deals this good scare my accountant, so they won't last long. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and $7 down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Vehicle purchase price determines actual discount. It's 10/31/2020.
Kennedy to kick it away. It's a 28-21 Cougar lead with 4:53 to play as West will send trips back. Michael Robinson Jr. is the middleman right now. As the Cougars will kick it away on this windless night, 50 degrees, make it 49 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. The senior with the approach in the boot.
Goodbye.
Yep, that one's 5 yards deep in the end zone. And Waterloo West will start off with the ball on the 20-yard line.
First down on the Wahawk.
As Way does his job. So Waterloo West, two turnovers, a bad snap on another punt. Or this could be a different ball game.
I think West has got to let Schulte try and find somehow Tay Norman and get the ball to him. He's a big playmaker for them that's been quiet.
First and 10, Schulte in the pistol. One setback, and they'll send a man in motion from left to right. Long count, still 10 on the play clock. Turn, handoff to Shaw, and Knox smothers him.
Dale Knox freight trained that at the handoff in the mesh point.
Loss of three for the all-conference wrestler.
That's Knox. Textbook nose guard play. Pick an A-gap on either side, which guard center are you going to go through, and he picked the right one.
You loved having wrestlers at nose guard, I know.
Oh, man, they love being nose guards.
Didn't matter how big they were either. Second down and 13, back at the 17-yard line. 4:14 clock rolling, third quarter, 5 in the play clock. Blitz coming. Schulte going to throw the quick out. Tay Norman on the catch near sideline. Nice move and forced out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. And there's 10 yards very quickly back for Waterloo West. As Mitchell Shears pushed him out of bounds.
It's one of your big playmakers that's been pretty quiet tonight. I think that's awful smart.
Third and 3 for the 27. No huddle for the Wahawks. Trip receivers to the left side and Norman to the right side. Shaw the lone setback. Cougar crowd making noise underneath us, up 28-21. 5 on the play clock. Here's Schulte rolling to the left side. Stops, throws, and a leaping catch made for the first down. Braden Burton makes the grab. And that will move the sticks on the out pattern to the 39-yard line and a gain of 12.
You see what's happening to those guys? Everything that they're calling Schulte's passing plays right now, it's all got to be quick three-step drop because so many linebackers are coming. They can't let him drop back anymore.
From the 39-yard line, off the right side, Shaw again taken down, this time at the line of scrimmage. And again, right now, Waterloo West can't block Cale Knox.
Getting a little help in there, too, from Garrett.
Javi Garrett. Number 95. Second down and 10. 28-21 Kennedy here. Latter stages, third quarter. In the pistol, Carter Schulte. He'll look to the sideline now. Norman out on the right side along with Fain and Vivian's Jr. Fain will now go in motion to the left. Down to 3 on the play clock, long count. Shotgun snap, blitz coming. Schulte being rushed. Schulte throws it away. Got hit as he threw it to Norman. And there's Bartles again.
Bartles has been running him down from behind this whole game.
So a third down coming up. When the Bartles just looping from the outside. They're just putting him out there.
He's on a rundown on the weak side, so no matter whether it's a boot or a sprint out or just a dash series type of pass, If he doesn't have somebody he can throw it to immediately, Bartles is coming from behind.
Third and 10, 39-yard line. Schulte in the gun. Twins left, Twins right. And Waterloo West going to have to burn a timeout. First one of the half. We'll take it with them. 3:09 to play here in quarter three. Kennedy 28, West 21. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
I'm Dr. Ryan Sunderman, Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital ER Medical Director. When you need health care right away, Unity Point Health offers you choices. And knowing where to go for care may save time, money, and maybe even your life. Here are some things to keep in mind. Always start with your primary care provider's office or clinic unless you have a life-threatening medical problem. Primary care doctors treat common illnesses and injuries and provide routine health exams. When your primary care provider is not available, urgent care or express clinics offer care for non-life-threatening conditions like common illnesses such as colds, earaches, and migraines. But remember, if your condition is serious, call 911 and go to St. Luke's ER immediately for life-threatening medical problems like chest pain, severe abdominal pain, stroke symptoms, or difficulty breathing. Visiting an ER attached to a hospital will get you the care you need when you need it most. This is Dr. Ryan Sunderman with St. Luke's ER.
A third down at 10 coming up as we welcome you back to Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Third and 10 from the 39-yard line. See if the Cougars bring him, and they will. Schulte rolls to the left side. Being chased, throws up field and overshot. Fien incomplete. The pressure again coming in from the outside and forced a quick throw.
Yeah, whenever you see that nickel package come in, Max White is that guy that comes in the defensive secondary, and they just unleash the dogs. It's relentless right now. Carter Schulte really having difficulty even looking downfield to spot his receivers.
Adventures and special teams coming. Good snap back, rush coming, and Hoppus got it away. Not a great kick off the side of his foot, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it's only going to be about an 18-yard punt. And Kennedy will have it pretty good field position at the 43-yard line, their own 43, with 2:42 to play here in the third. As the Cougars lead it by a touchdown. Pretty big possession for both teams here.
Yeah, if Kennedy can get down and make this a two-possession game, that's going to put the onus on a tired Waterloo West squad here that's not even in the fourth quarter yet.
Cougars will scrimmage from the 43-yard line. As Kennedy will have the wide side of the field to the right, White in the pistol. Three receivers, two to the right. He's going to throw the quick out, and Cotton couldn't catch it. Incomplete.
White pass intended for
two for six tonight for Max White in the ball game.
Second down.
And it'll be second and 10. Trying to just get that long handoff out there. So second down. In this 28-21 game. I formation, tight eye this time. Tight end to the right side. They'll toss sweep it that way. Here's Ray. Cuts it out at the 45 and taken down at midfield. But 7 yards on that second down run by DeMarcus Ray.
Tackled by number 11.
He's had a really nice night tonight. 99 yards now for DeMarcus Ray.
That's a good night.
The senior. And he's had most of the carries tonight. The 6'3", 210-pounder. Trying to fill some big shoes of Mr. Kerryon Hendrick from last year. Third down at 3. Inside handoff. Ray turns it up and should have enough for a first down. On the little counter. Goes for 4 and a Cougar first down. Ray has been a workhorse.
First down, Cougars.
So we're under 2 to play. Clock starts up. Minute 50 to play here in the third quarter. We had a shootout in the first half, not quite so much in the second half. Kennedy taking a lot of that play clock, too. Kind of 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 5 in the play clock. And we've got penalty flags down. And one of the Cougar wide receivers lined up offside. And a false start there on Kennedy.
Poor Jalen Cotton says, did you have to say it's on number two, sir?
First and 15 back in Kennedy territory at the 49. As play coming in from the sideline for Max White. Waterloo West still in that base 4-3 defense. Twins left, one receiver to the right side now. Four in the play clock, White off the fake. White to throw, looking for the slant. Now is chased. White trying to get away. Nice move to the outside. Trying to get a block and tightrope in the sideline and out of bounds. And going to mark him at the Wahawk 45. So he did get six out of that.
Yes, he did. There is no corner that Max White doesn't think he can turn.
Tell you, and a great job by one of the Cougar receivers there to not block in the back. Started to and then pulled up and put the hands up in the air right at the last second. Second down and 9 from the 45-yard line. Wahawk territory, again, that four-man front. Double tight end formation, White on the quarterback draw, stop and go, 40, 35, still on his feet, tripped up. Down at the Wahawk 32-yard line. Gain of 13 and a Cougar first down.
First down, Cougar.
And White is at 99 yards.
Boy, just a nice downfield block from Cameron Kelso there. He's blocking 10 and 12 yards down the field and taking guys backwards.
Could be the final play of quarter number three here. And it'll be a first down. White with one running back in the backfield. Again, that double tight formation. And again, White on the quarterback draw up the middle. And good yardage as he takes it to the 25-yard line. As Joseph Hartley on the stop. And Hartley is down.
Max White, the ball carrier, tackled by number 67.
Well, that's going to stop the clock instead of ending this quarter.
And White is over 100 yards now in the ball game. And Hartley in some pain on the turf.
Well, you remember how we talked earlier in the game about how as many players are going both ways for Waterloo West that things might kind of change a little bit in terms of execution in the second half? Well, those big Kennedy bodies right now up front that have been leaning so hard on Waterloo West this whole game, they're starting to show right now.
Yes.
That you look over at the Waterloo West team right now, the defense is kind of out at the hash mark, and they're a tired bunch. They've got their helmets off, their hands are on their hips. One of them's just sitting down on the ground, and they're trying to get some oxygen in. And you can't blame them. I mean, the guys have been warriors. They've been playing their hearts out this entire game, but I think the advantage right now in freshness or conditioning, if you will, has got to go to Kennedy because the big horses are leaning on Waterloo.
Hartley being helped off, and that is not a good sign. One of their terrific linebackers along with Ewell.
Yeah, and they're going to crank the clock, and this will take us to the end of the quarter.
Officially to the end of the third quarter. It's Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 28, Waterloo West 21. Back with the fourth in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGY.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything. Camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
You hear it all the time, buy local. But what's in it for you? With IMON Communications, it means you get quicker installation, more personal customer support, and faster response times when you need help. All that and 100 megabit internet service for only $55 per month. At IMON, we aren't just your internet provider, we're your neighbors. Sign up for IMON's high-speed internet service and find out just how great it feels to work with a local company. Go to imon.net/radio today to make the switch to IMON, your local internet provider. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Back for the fourth quarter. Scott Unash, John Hegarty from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium. 28-21. The Kennedy Cougars lead Waterloo West. Total yardage through three quarters. Waterloo West with 308 yards. Kennedy with 240. But, John, only 23 total yards in that third quarter for the Wahawk offense.
Yep. You can just tell they've been playing so hard, and there's so many guys going both ways. It's taking its toll right now.
Yeah, it's starting to. And a couple of key injuries as well. They are looking at Hartley on the far sideline right now. Looking at his lower right leg around the ankle area is where they're looking. And he is up right now, trying to put some weight on it. Kennedy up one score, looking to go up two. Mitch shares. Wide receiver to the left side. Klett and Cotton to the right side. Kennedy will bring the fullback back in. Offset eye to the right. Pistol formation. White inside handoff to Ray and brought down at the 20-yard line by Jacob Stevenson. 6'3", 305, but it'll move the chains and a Kennedy first down.
First down, Cougars.
As Kennedy will keep the drive alive as they get into the red zone here.
Yeah, I'm not going to see anything fancy right now because the big bodies are just leaning on the white shirts and they're getting nice chunks of yardage no matter what they do in terms of rushing.
White 106, Ray 106. How's that for balance? First and 10, 20-yard line. Here is the sweep by the quarterback. White turns it up and it gets to about the 15-yard line. You're also seeing not only the big bodies for Kennedy, John, leaning on Waterloo West, but you're also seeing the first guy not bring a Kennedy ball carrier down now.
Just about every Wahawk defender right now standing out there either bent over or has his hands on his hips. So this is a tired bunch.
Second and five from the 15. Receiver left and right for the Cougars. They're going to go unbalanced to the right side. They're going to run it behind Connor Colby. Here comes Ray, and he slipped as he went to make a cut at the 12-yard line. Usually when Kennedy goes off bound, unbalanced, you know where it's going.
Yep. Still picked up a couple, though.
5 of 11 on third down tries tonight for Kennedy, and they've got a third and two. And other than just a couple of times, Kennedy has had third and short all night.
That third and two and third and three has been a real familiar call.
Full house backfield. They're going to put big Connor Colby in the backfield. He's going to be the lead blocker for White. And White turns a corner and out of bounds with what looks to be a first down.
Colby and Mr. Ewell had a tremendous collision out there. Can we see a replay of that, please?
First down, Cougars.
First and goal for Kennedy. At the 8, make it the 7-yard line. Evan Williams will come in with the play. See if they keep Colby in the backfield again.
I think you're going to see that.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Also have Eubanks in the backfield as well. Inside handoff to Ray. Starts up the middle and inside the 5 and down to about the 3-yard line.
I think there were two guys that thought that was supposed to be snapped to them. Didn't much matter, though, with the beef up in front of them.
You got a whole bunch of grade A up there.
This is the jumbo package with an extra helping of beef in the backfield.
Second down, a goal, 9.5 to play. Kennedy looking for a 2-touchdown lead. Colby and Eubanks will stay in the backfield. Ray back there as well. They got the full house back there. White gets a direct snap coming to the left, up the middle, leaps into the end zone. for the Kennedy touchdown.
For the Cougar touchdown.
Hat trick for Max White tonight. And Kennedy with a 13-point lead. And another long, sustained Kennedy drive.
Took a lot of time off the clock.
Almost, well, over 5 minutes. Extra point from Liam Way out of the hold of Raider. Is on its way, and no good.
Oh, no
good. Pushed it off to the right. And leaves the door open ajar. 34-21. Kennedy with 9:15 to play in the ball game. Back with our kickoff after this 1 minute break here on KGYM.
Nothing fills a bottomless hole in your hunger like Quickstar's new Pothole Pizza. Yeah, fun name, but serious pizza. Zesty sauce with a pile of five amazing Wisconsin cheeses. There's pepperoni pepperoni, sausage palooza, loaded with big chunks of spicy sausage, and meat sweats. Nearly a half pound of spicy sausage and pepperoni. Not for the faint of appetite. These aren't available lukewarm in soggy cardboard. They come hot from your oven when you get them fresh off the shelf only at Quickstar. Pothole Pizza, Quickstar. We got your appetite covered.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back at Kingston Stadium for the kickoff, Liam Way kicking it off from left to right. And this one will go to about the 3-yard line. Returnable for Waterloo West. And this is not Robinson bringing it back, but a good return nonetheless for Betancourt. So he brought it from the 3 all the way back. Oh, and Betancourt is down, and he is flat on his back.
It was a huge stick by Liam Way,
the kicker,
that put him down. And, I mean, he de-cleated him right on the Kennedy sideline. That was a vicious legal tackle.
34 yards in the return, but everybody getting out of the way right now.
Now, there is a flag down.
Oh, yeah, at the 30-yard line.
But that was a legal hit. It was not out of bounds. I think it just kind of knocked the wind out of him. He's flat on his back, and he's not moving. I think it just knocked the wind out of his lungs.
Hopefully that is it, as both the Waterloo West and Kennedy training staffs are over there.
If you've ever had that happen to you, there's not much you can do for just a little while. You just have to wait for that air to find its way back in somehow.
Yeah, and he is up.
Yeah, he's sitting up now and responding to them. So we know it's not something that they would be worried about in terms of a spinal injury or anything like that.
No, I'm with you. I think he just got wind taken out. Hopefully that is it.
Yeah, that is going to be a hit that Kennedy is going to look at over and over on huddle. And Liam Way is going to say, yeah, that was me letting out a little aggression.
Young man is up and okay. And,
well, that was highlight reel stuff. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, and not sure we might not see Mr. Betancourt back in. And, you know, you get to this point, and it's a situation where it's a situation where numbers come into this.
Yep.
And this is a good football team.
It is.
They just need more guys.
They have so many guys that go three ways that if they play as hard as their coaching staff wants them to for 48 minutes.
And they are.
This is a, you know, we saw earlier that Waterloo West took a first quarter off in an earlier game that we called. Still came back and won handily, but you know Lonnie Moore and his staff have been saying, we got to come out of the gate fast. Well, they did tonight, but now you're in the fourth quarter, and Man, it's tough on him with that many guys going both ways. Kennedy's got the luxury of having a deep team, a roster that's full of good athletes. They can get guys out there maybe just playing one way. The guys that do go both ways, they can spell them. They can rotate them in and out and keep them fresh.
Penalty is going to be a 10-yarder against Waterloo West to add insult to injury here. And that will put the Wahawks on the 20-yard line. And Waterloo West is probably going to have to do what they do best and wing it now. And they've lost already two starters in the last 10 minutes of this football game, as it doesn't look like Betancourt's going to come back, and Hartley also looks like he is not going to come back. On first down, they'll hand it off to Robinson, cross the 20, swim move to the 25, and ahead to about the 26. Devion Oakletree and Cuck on the stop, along with Reed Packabear. They're going to give him seven, actually, out to the 27-yard line.
Kennedy just sending Drew Bartles from an outside hybrid blitz on every play right now. They're not even telling him to worry about doing any defending. They're just talking, just go get the ball in the backfield.
Second down and three. Near side hash mark at the 27-yard line, and we've got whistles stopping the play over on the far side.
Ball start, 18 right, 5 yards, replay second.
It's a 5-yard penalty, and Waterloo West starting to...
They're tired. Leg weary is what I'm seeing from them right now.
34-21, Kennedy. Clock rolling, 8:20 to play here in the ball game. We'll have the postgame show for you and get you to the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. Ewell will be the slot man on the left side. One set back, pistol. Here's Schulte to throw. Schulte running for his life, rolling to the right side, chased from behind and brought down.
Bartles. It's every play Bartles is coming from the outside.
And did get back to the line of scrimmage.
That time Bartles came from the right hash mark and ran Schulte down out of bounds on the opposite side of the field in the Waterloo West bench.
So a third down upcoming for Waterloo West. Third down at the 22-yard line for the Wahawks. Burton to the left side, trips that way, and now they'll send a man in motion. LaFleur now stutter motion to the left side on third down. He's going to stay in there to block, throw in the flat, incomplete. As, tell you what, Kennedy defense, whatever Brian White said to him at halftime, they have really come up big.
Well, they've really buttoned down on their deep secondary coverage, and that pressure from their linebacking crew, both inside and out, is just making life miserable right now for one of the best quarterbacks in the state.
Hoppus to punt. Twins back at about the 43-yard line for Kennedy to get this punt. On fourth and eight, rush coming. Just got it away. Low end-over-end kick. Will take a bounce. Picked up at the 45-yard line, penalty flags down, and the return back to the 49-yard line by Bradley. But we'll see what the penalty flag is all about here.
The ball's marked tentatively right on the 50-yard line of midfield.
32-yard punt by Hoppus.
Blocking the back, 42-3, 10-yard penalty. First down.
And it'll be a block of the back against Kennedy.
Well, instead of starting on the 50, they're going back to their own 36.
Don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference, because we know what Kennedy's going to do right here.
They're going to take the air out of this ball.
They're going to run this football. Cougars up 34-21. First and 10 at the left hash at the 36. Here's a little toss on the in or out. Bartles got a great kick out block to the 50, to the 45, and into Wahawk territory all the way down to the 41-yard line.
And on his way down, Bartles put a big-time lick on the would-be tackler there. Brought the team to its feet, jumping up and down.
Drew Bartles might be, he's the player O game here.
Remember the old slobber knocker award?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be getting it tonight.
First down from the 41 of Waterloo West. Did stop the clock, though. I formation for Kennedy. Williams in there, and the sophomore will get it. Big hole to the right. 35. Williams to the 30. And another, well, close to a first down. We'll see where they mark it.
Jason Williams, the ball carrier.
Jason Williams takes it to the 30, and that'll be a gain of 11 and another Cougar first down.
This is what I believe the old Hawkeye football mantra was, break the rock. Just keep chipping away at it, little tiny cracks here and there, and eventually the whole thing splits.
First down, 30-yard line, same play. Williams, little stutter to the outside. And the only thing I think Brian White would be more happy about is to stay in bounds. Runners keep going out of bounds, stopping the clock.
Cameron Kelso pulled on that and went downfield looking to be a headhunter. The hitting right now for Kennedy is infectious. Everybody wants to be the next Cougar to get a big stick on somebody.
Second down, 3 from the 23. Kennedy up 34-21 here in the fourth quarter. They'll give it to Williams off the left side this time. And should be close to a first down. And if they give him the 20, that will be enough for a Cougar first down. Their 18th of the night. As Williams will go for 3.
First down, Cougars.
Now, this is just bulldozing duty right here.
Yeah. 7:10 clock moving. Kennedy up 34-21, trying to even their record on the year at 2-2. Remember, Cougars missed 2 games due to having to sit out due to COVID. I formation. White takes the clock down to 4. He'll turn, hand it off. Williams coming off tackle right, turns the corner to the 10, and again out of bounds.
And just leaving Waterloo West defenders on the turf as they go. Again, Kelso out there flattening people.
14 more yards down to the 6. First and goal, Kennedy.
That Kelso gets up ahead of steam. That's like trying to stop a bowling ball at mid-alley.
5'11", 275 in a senior.
He gets up ahead of steam. Watch out.
All 5 offensive linemen for Kennedy seniors, and 3 of them back from last year's semifinal team. Williams up the middle, stutter move, inside the 5 and down to the 1-yard line.
Just a leg-weary group of Wahawks right now. And a rejuvenated and excited group of green-shirted Kennedy Cougars.
Yeah, you'd think that Brian White wants to get his sophomore, his first varsity touchdown.
Second, that's probably going to happen on this play, Scott.
Second down and goal. White under center. White turns. Oh,
no.
He fumbled the handoff and has to go back and fall on it.
I put the kiss of snocker death on him. I should have never said that.
And they'll mark it at the 9. It's going to be a loss of 8. They wanted so much to get Jason Williams a touchdown. And still might happen. We'll see. Clock moving. 5:43 to play here in the ball game. Kennedy with a 3rd and goal on the 8, just inside the right hash mark. Klett to the right, Cotton to the left. I formation, pistol for White. He'll get it, he'll run it. Coming to the left, penalty flag down, and White untouched into the end zone, but we'll see what the penalty's about. And I'll talk it over here.
The penalty marker on the play.
And I think it's going to go against Kennedy.
Referees deliberating. See if he turns his mic on.
Quick formation of offense. 5-yard penalty. Replay.
Illegal formation. So yeah. Five in the backfield that time.
Yep.
Or somebody was covered and went out.
Well, they didn't probably have enough men on the line of scrimmage.
Third down. Thank you, sir.
He has a distinctive call, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Third and goal back at 13, but the Cougars will line up here. White side of the field to the right, and they're just going to run it with White. White trying to get to the corner. Inside the 10, breaking tackles, rolling into the end zone for the touchdown. He broke 1, 2, 3, 4, and the last guy was Ewell.
And the 15-yard scamper produces the Bundy.
We haven't had too many Bundys this year.
I would think this was our first Bundy of 2020.
As White for his fourth one of the night, and Kennedy is... put this one on ice at 40-21 with 5:12 to play. Extra point up. Good. 41-21. The Cougars with the lead. 5:12 to play in the ball game. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
If our business is relying on technology more than it ever has to connect with clients and meet with employees, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions, answering the phone just like always. Our brilliant engineers are solving problems every day. You have enough on your mind. Let us handle your IT concerns. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223. We're local, we love this community, and we're ready to help.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. He said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive, and sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
Back at Kingston Stadium as the Cougars get ready to kick it off. Principal Jason Klein is doing kicks for each point. I got to tell you, they aren't the prettiest kicks in the world. As this will go into the end zone, but credit Principal Klein for doing that. Good guy.
Well, the student body that's here having a good time tonight sure enjoyed it.
Xavier has got the victory tonight. As the Saints get the victory over Grinnell in that big top 10 matchup this evening. Ball will be placed on the 20-yard line for Waterloo West. They had another injury on that extra point. This time Clayton Rottinghouse went off. And looks like Kennedy's going to get their backup quarterback ready to go, Brendan Rader, who I know the Cougars like. He missed all last year as a sophomore. And on first down, and Shaw is going nowhere. He's going to lose three more, and again, it's Cale Knox. And this last 5 minutes, I think, cannot go fast enough for Lonnie Moore.
Yeah, there's a lot of hurting Wahawks right now in numerous ways.
We have four guys on the bench right now without helmets. Second down and 13 back on the 17-yard line. LaFleur will go in motion to the right side. Schulte rolls right to throw. Loads it up, throws to Tay Norman, and on the far sideline, takes it in at the 29-yard line for a gain of 12. Fifth catch for the All-Stater, Tay Norman. And Waterloo West will have a third down and about a yard to try to keep this drive alive. Running game has not worked in the second half for the Wahawks. Twins to the left side, two receivers to the right. They will keep it on the ground. Shaw trying to get outside, giving ground, trying to get to the corner, and got sandwiched. Bartles And also coming up to make the stop, Zane Hill.
Tackled by number 24, Drew Bartle.
And no gain. Ran about 15 yards for the no gain. And the offense going to stay out there, I think, for Waterloo West.
Fourth and maybe just a little less than a yard.
Under four to play in the ball game. We'll have the scoreboard show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Schulte, six on the play clock. And I think Waterloo West is going to get a timeout. And they will. Play clock down to one with 3:43 left. Kennedy next week will be on the road down at Trojan Field to take on Iowa City West.
The As I walk around your neighborhood,
Trojans.
You'll see my census badge.
And that'll
ID
be coming
badge.
Up next Friday night. And that should be an interesting ball game.
It should be. A lot of eyes are going to be on that one. And it could have some interesting seeding implications for the playoffs as well.
Sure could. Marcus Morgan and company. And what do you think is going to win out in the end? What sport? Baseball, basketball, or football?
You almost got to wonder if he's going to try and do two of them somehow, somewhere.
And it's he's that good.
Yes, he is.
He is that good.
Here's a final from Central Iowa. Waukee finished up the win over West Des Moines Valley. And Scott, when do you think the last time West Des Moines Valley was 1-4? If ever.
I guarantee
it's never happened with Gary Swenson.
Not when Gary Swenson's been there. Now, they played a tough schedule.
Absolutely.
They've played all the heavyweights.
But still, this is uncharted territory, 1-4.
And that's a team with three, at least three D1 players. And maybe four if Rubley there or not, I don't know. Fourth down and a yard. West going to keep the offense out there. Michael Robinson Jr. in the backfield. Ewell in the slot to the right side. And they're going to try the quarterback draw, and Schulte is not going to get there. Not going to get there, and West will give it up on downs.
Boy, and the Kennedy sideline is ecstatic about that hold.
First down, Cougars.
And
this has been a fantastic second half for Kennedy.
It really has been.
They have just played excited, spirited, enthusiastic football. And it's not just the starters. Every guy down there, there's 50 guys on that sideline that are jumping up and down and happy, slapping each other on the helmets.
And you're going to get a new offensive line in there for Kennedy. New quarterback in there as well. As the 6'3 junior, Brendan Rader, is in there, and he'll hand it off, and Ray is twisted down. He'll lose a yard. And I imagine we'll get some new folks in there as well. But I know the last thing that Brian White wants to do is score again.
Well, you know, you got your backups in there. If it
they
happens,
they want to score,
happens.
Too. Yeah, I mean, they want to score. He's not going to do anything exotic here. Tied into the left side, and they'll run it that way. And Ray is, oh, he's breaking tackle, still on his feet. Trying to get to the corner, to the 10. Another stiff arm to the 5. Reaches for the pylon, but he's out of bounds at the 4.
He tried to dive and get the ball over the pylon, but stepped out at about the 2 or 3, I think.
And it will be a first down and goal for Kennedy at the 4.
Pushed out of bounds at the 4-yard line.
Did stop the clock with 2:47 to play.
Kennedy scores here. It's going to produce a final that is not as indicative of how tightly this was contested.
Well, even right now, it's not. Ray off the left side and dives in, and he got in for the touchdown.
The ball carrier for Cougar.
Now, this is going to be a deceiving score, but don't take anything away from Kennedy. He just had a tremendous second half.
shutting out Waterloo West in the second half. As it's now 47-21. As Way will try the extra point. And Raider will hold. Good snap. Place down. Kick up and good. And it is 48-21. Who would have thought this at halftime?
Nope. This is one of those nights, Scott, where I wish we had a microphone down on the sideline
yep.
for the post-game interview, because Brian White would be asked simply this question: what did you say at halftime to your Cougar team? And here's what we know about Brian. He would be completely forthcoming.
Yes, he would.
He would lay it out in detail. I said this, that, and the other thing. And my guys had their pointed Vulcan ears straight up in the air, and they soaked it in, and they came out, and they did exactly what we told them. And that's a good feeling as a coach.
Yes, it is. So Kennedy will kick it away, as it will be dropping back for Waterloo West. Shaw is back there. And also Cavell Fay back there as the middleman for the Wahawks. As Kennedy will kick it from left to right with 2:41 to play here in the ball game. Here's the approach in this 48-21 game, and Way will kick it away, and it's returnable. Fay, 5. To the 10, up the middle, to the 20, 25, still on his feet, and gets to about, what, the 35-yard line.
Ball carrier, tackled by number 42, Rain
Gray on the stop. And Waterloo West will have it one more time at the 35. And Kennedy we'll bring in, we got a bunch of new jerseys in there. They're going to have to get a stick with that hook on the end to get Bartles out of there, though.
Nope, he's not coming out.
He snuck in there. Did you see that? Drew Bartles. No, I'm not. No.
I got one more rundown in me.
10 second teamers in Drew. First down at the 35-yard line. And Schulte on the handoff, Shaw up the middle, and he's got himself 10 yards. Twisted down there by Elmore, Karen Elmore.
5'8", 185.
And that'll be a first down. They'll take it to the 45-yard line with 2:20 to play, and Shaw will get it again wrapped up in the backfield. As coming in there to make the stop, Quentin Ellis, a senior, 5'10", 185. You know, these guys practice hard.
That's right. They're getting some good cheers from the Kennedy side, too. It has not been lost on the faithful that have stuck around.
Second down and 10. Schulte hit as he throws. Throws down the middle and overshot his man, incomplete.
Bartles again from the bright side, bringing the heat.
I think they might. Well, we'll see. Yep. Nope.
He's hiding.
I think he is. Maverick Finch. That's a great name, by the way. 5'8", 150 coming in.
Catchy name, Hall of Fame.
Third down and 10, and Tay Norman jumped on the far side.
This just was not Tay Norman's night tonight. He's a premier receiver. And it just wasn't happening for him tonight.
5-yard mark off. Minute 47 to play here in the ball game.
Well, Kennedy's going to cruise to a nice win here. But this is still potentially a scary playoff opponent in Waterloo West for somebody.
Third and 15. Off the fake. Schulte boots. Throws to Ewell in the flat. Oh, runs over a man and a penalty flag late.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now we've got problems.
Uh-oh.
And we've got all sorts of problems.
Every official that has a flag has thrown it. As we got pushing and shoving, and we got grabbing face masks.
And we're going to have a card coming out, and that usually is a bad sign.
Yeah, that means somebody's not playing next week. Brian White immediately went out onto the field to try and intervene in some way if he could, and now he's coming off shaking his head, so one of the Cougars got ejected.
Not sure who, but
I think I know who it was.
Well, we'll soon know. And
it'll be on the mic here in just a second. The only question is, as Brian White brings his entire team together on the sideline, is anybody else going to get ejected and not get a play next week?
Yeah, and that's the shame right there. You get ejected from this game, and then you'll, again, not get to play next week. Officials still talking it over. You got one, two, three hankies out there.
The other question is, did anybody for Waterloo West get ejected as well?
It's too bad. It's been a really fun game.
Personal foul. 54 White. Yeah, personal foul. 59 Green. Throwing a punch. He is ejected.
Yeah, and that's... Replay third down. So there was an ejection out there.
Hold that, hold that. It was after the play, so it's fourth down.
So it's fourth down. And so we have had an ejection. And this minute 38 can't go quick enough, for, I don't think, for anybody.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to get out of Dodge right now.
And Brian White's going to call a timeout. First time these two teams have played in 5 years. No, check that. Yeah, five years, I believe it is. And the Cougars will get the victory in this one. But Brian White did a very, very good thing. He got the troops together and said, guys, it's the way it is. None of this, no more. And we get ready for next week. So it's going to be a fourth down. And Kennedy, well, Waterloo West is either going to go for it or punt here from the 48. Not exactly sure.
Well, that was a long deliberation. So, Athletic Director Aaron Stecker is walking the ejected player to the locker room.
So we'll see what the Wahawks will do here. As it'll be fourth down from the 48 with a minute 38 to play in the ball game. They're going to go for it. Schulte will get the snap, rolls, and throws to Norman, and the sideline catch for first down. For 10 yards. You'd think they could do that the whole night. Well, now there's another penalty flag. And
this was a late one after the play was blown dead. Maybe picking this one up.
So now Waterloo West unsportsmanlike.
Yes, and it was the same one, the same number that just had the unsportsmanlike the play before.
So that'll be first and 10.
Two plays and two unsportsmanlike conducts on number 54 for West.
And Waterloo West starting to get some other folks in there now.
Yeah, I think they should get number 54 off the field, if nothing else.
Well.
And he's still out there.
He's still there. And it'll be first and 10, but back 15 yards. And from the 42-yard line, they'll wind the clock with a minute and a half to go. Shaw will have it off the right side and brought down as it gets to the 48 and a gain of 10.
Jay Shaw, the ball carrier, stopped by number 25.
Kind of last 2 minutes has kind of spoiled a nice game.
It did degrade here, to be sure.
We're under a minute 20 to play. And we'll have all of the stats quickly during the post-game show here for you. As off the fake, Schulte being chased, rolls to the right side and is out of bounds and going to be close to first down yardage.
And for once, it was somebody besides Drew Bartles running him out of bounds.
He's done it enough tonight. A whole bunch. Well, Kennedy getting their sea legs underneath them again after the two-week layoff.
Boy, and they just got stronger as the game went on here. Tremendous second half for Kennedy.
Second down and a yard after the gain of 9. And here's Schulte to throw. He'll loop the left side, going deep for Norman. Broken up, incomplete. Good defensive play down there by Jonte Jordan, the backup corner.
Schulte's pass intended for number 3.
Played that very nicely on an All-State wide receiver. So it'll be third down coming up and 1 from the 39-yard line with 55.7 seconds to play. As Kennedy will even their mark at 2-2 on the year. They'll keep it on. Nope, a fake. Schulte on the boot. Ewell has it at the 35, 30, 25, and still breaking tackles down to the 15-yard line.
We've seen that show before, too.
Yes, we have. He's over 100 yards.
When he gets up ahead of steam out there in the middle of nowhere, one person going to have a tough time bringing him down.
It's a bull in a china shop.
Stop by number 28, Jonte Jordan.
Jordan made the stop, and now we've got a penalty flag with 40 seconds to play. Kennedy lines up offside.
Waterloo West wants one more score in the worst way, even though they're going to go down to defeat. They're just scratching and clawing for one more score.
Both White and Ray, 25 carries tonight for Kennedy. 40.7 to go. Schulte in the gun. Gets the snap. Rolls to the right side and throws. Sliding catch made at the 1 yard line by Ewell. And 33.6. They'll stop the clock, move the chains, and it'll be a first and goal. 20 first downs in the night. Hand off up the middle and pushed back at the 1 yard line.
He
with
did
Shaw.
Not get in.
Now and the 15.
And they're going to have to call a timeout.
Yep, West will take the timeout. And that will be their final timeout, 15 seconds even to play here in the ballgame.
Well, this is basically it, unless it's an incomplete pass. Yeah, one shot from the, I'd say it's about the half-yard line. Regardless of what happens, they're getting back on the bus and heading up 380 with a loss tonight. Credit a stellar second half to Kennedy, their staff, and their players for this victory tonight.
Yeah, really done a nice job in this second half. Defensively, the offense, and just basically wore down Waterloo West here in the ballgame. 21-21, we were tied at halftime. And Kennedy has just owned the second half.
And Kennedy was happy to be tied 21-21 at halftime.
Yes, they were.
Could have very well been down 21-7. Had it not been for several special teams miscues and some other costly mistakes, but hey, that's why they played the game for 48 minutes.
Waterloo West, second and goal just outside the one. Robinson Jr. back in there. And are they going to go with the Wildcat with Ewell?
They got Ewell and Robinson Jr. back there in the Wildcat.
Ewell's going to get it. He'll hand it off. And no!
No,
he didn't make it. Robinson didn't get there. And that's going to do it.
They're going to try and line up, but they're not going to get a snap.
They're not going to get there.
And that's going to do it.
That's it. Cougars win it by a score of 48 to 21. 48-21. The win to Kennedy tonight. We'll take a break. 2-minute timeout. Come back to Kingston after this here on KGYN.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
If you're in the mood for a terrifying thriller, Redbox has the movie for you. From the producer of Get Out and Us, stream the theatrical home release of Antebellum, starring Janelle Monáe. Travel deep into Veronica Henley's horrifying reality, where she's transported back in time by a mysterious force to pre-Civil War America, where she must face oppression and find her way back home. Stream Antebellum, along with other premium rentals on your smart TV or favorite device with the Redbox app today. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, B?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios? Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Well, if you like offense, this was your cup of tea tonight. 758 yards, to be exact, of offense as the Kennedy Cougars win it 48-21 tonight over the Wahawks of Waterloo West. A game that was tied at 21 at halftime, but then Kennedy in the second half scored on all four of their possessions. Three of those by Max White. 1, 3, and 13-yard runs. He had four touchdowns in the game. He did it offensively. Drew Bartles did it defensively. Jacob Vandersanden, Cale Knox also helping out tonight for Kennedy.
Yeah, and we're going to run down here in the stats for just a second the people that are going to get all the accolades because they did the scoring and so forth. But I just want to throw these five names in here, too, because up front, they're the ones that I think turned the tide of this game in the second half, and that would be Bean, Kelso, Gianforte, Bascom, and Colby. Those guys, the big uglies we used to call them, the unsung heroes in the offensive line, they just leaned on Waterloo West all night tonight. And they're the ones that took care of business in the trenches, those unnamed and anonymous bodies that carry the water for the guys that we called them the glory boys. But that's just the way it was. Big, big night for this offensive line of Kennedy.
Did a very fine job indeed. Let's take a look at the final stats. 399 total yards for Waterloo West, 359 for Kennedy. I'll tell you, Carter Schulte came in as a number two passer in 4A, and he didn't hurt that tonight. 16 of 27, 246 yards and two touchdowns tonight, both to Nate Ewell, who caught 6 for 127 and two touchdowns tonight. Tay Norman on an off night, 6 for 90. That's it. for Tay Norman. Three catches for Vivians Jr. and one apiece for Fain and for Burton. On the ground, Michael Robinson Jr., 8 carries, 76 yards. Shaw, 12 carries at 64 yards and a touchdown. Schulte carried it 8 times for a total of 13 yards. Waterloo West had 20 first downs, penalized 8 times, though, in the ball game for 70 yards. 1 sack and 2 turnovers, which both led to Kennedy touchdowns. Cougars, 359 total yards, 12 in the ground, 47 through the air. Max White, 3 of 7 for 47 yards in the ball game. On the ground, carried it 25 times for 123 yards and 4 touchdowns here at Kingston tonight. DeMarcus Ray, 25 carries himself, 142 yards. He had 2 touchdowns. Jason Williams, 8 carries for 46 yards. Kennedy also with 20 first downs. Cougars penalized 7 times in the ballgame for 50 yards and 2 Drew Bartles sacks in the ballgame tonight as well for the Kennedy Cougars. Third down conversions, Kennedy 6 of 12, 2 for 2 on fourth down. Held Waterloo West to 3 of 8 for the ball game on third down and 0 for 2 on fourth down tries in the ball game tonight. And time of possession, Kennedy ended up dominating the time of possession, John. 29 minutes and 18 seconds to 18:42 for Waterloo West.
That's a big stat, and it was very telling in the second half.
It really was. And Kennedy gets the win, 48-21. Max White, 4 touchdowns. DeMarcus Ray had 2. Kennedy got helped out in the first half by 2 special teams miscues by Waterloo West. A muffed punt, both muffed punts. And the first one went into the end zone. It was recovered by Waterloo West, or excuse me, by Kennedy for a touchdown. The second one was recovered at the 13-yard line, and that set up a Max White touchdown. And the Kennedy Cougars owned the second half in this particular ball game to get back to 2-2.
Waterloo West can certainly point a finger at the miscues on special teams that they had, but I don't think it would have made that big of a difference. Kennedy was not going to be denied in the second half. They came out of that tunnel to start the third quarter, and there was no looking back. They played almost a flawless second half, and you know, they got to feel right now, Scott, as though they've got the train back on the tracks. And if they can somehow find a way to, it would be an upset next Friday. I don't think there's any question about that. If they could upset Iowa City West, that would be a huge feather in their cap that could springboard them into a decent seed to get into this playoff run.
Absolutely. And that's what they'll be trying to do next week. Trojans will try to finish the season unbeaten, albeit at 4-0, but still an unbeaten season. That'll be a good one at Trojan Field coming up next week. Kennedy will get ready for Iowa City West, and Waterloo West will get ready for Dubuque Hempstead coming up next week at Memorial Stadium in Waterloo. We make our way to John Wall Memorial Field next Friday night. It'll be the Prairie Hawks, a winner over Liberty tonight, taking on the Washington Warriors. Metro Battle, they have given us a lot of fun games over the handful of years, past handful of years, and we'll see what next week will bring.
Yeah, it should be fun. Both those teams, prolific offenses, and may have another shootout like we had tonight.
May have one. So that'll be next Friday night at 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM next week. It will be Iowa City's going at it, a trophy game for the first time.
That's right. City High and Liberty.
First meeting ever between City High and Liberty from Frank Bates Field in Iowa
City. That should be a great game.
Yeah, it'll be fun next week for Miles and Gary down there on the east side of Iowa City. John, have a great weekend. Good job. We'll see you next Friday not far from Western.
Yeah, that's right. The old confines of John Wall Memorial Field. We'll just hope we've got glass we can both look through.
I think we will next week. We shall see. It's going to wrap things up. We're going to get you ready for the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. Ben, thank you very much in the studio. Big thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast tonight as well. And again, thanks to our boosters. And if you'd like to be a booster, give us a call at the station coming up on Monday. Love to have you aboard. For John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long from Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Final score tonight of this Mississippi Valley Conference game. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 48, Waterloo West, 21. And you've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Kingston Stadium.